It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can get your natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
Thinking about getting a fixed rate mortgage around 6.2%? That's smart. Getting a fixed rate mortgage around 6.2% with payment flexibility? That's Smart 30. The Smart 30 mortgage exclusively from Quicken Loans. No other mortgage combines the peace of mind of a fixed rate with the freedom to lower your payment like Smart 30. Call 800-308-0133 and get the security of locking in around 6.2% with the choice of a lower interest-only payment. The security of a fixed rate, the flexibility to lower your payment when you need to, all for around 6.2%. Call Quicken Loans right now and ask about the exclusive Smart 30 mortgage. Call 800-308-0133. No one knows how long these rates will last. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. APR 6.60%. Call Quicken Loans right now. 800-308-0133. 800-308-0133. That's 800-308-0133.
Look at all the cars. Lots of colored cars. Now there's a blue one. Isn't it pretty? Ooh, look how fast that red one's going. It's red like that stop sign. Like my jacket.
This is a 38-year-old man.
My jacket's not a car, is it? Is my jacket a car? My jacket is red, but it doesn't go fast.
He may sound a little strange to you and me.
Vroom. Vroom, vroom.
But to his 2-year-old son, who's interested in cars and colors, he makes perfect sense.
That's the sound cars make.
When you talk with your child, you build vocabulary, and learning starts long before school does. So follow their lead. Take simple everyday moments, like eating dinner or just watching cars go by, and turn them into learning moments.
Ooh, look, red car!
Yes! And it's moving awfully fast.
Blue car!
Yes! The man in the red car is about to meet the man in the blue car. Get himself a pretty pink ticket.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Hello.
Is Joey home?
Joey, the door!
Joseph!
Yeah?
Hello, son. I'm Dean Rubin from college. I'm here to invite you to join us this fall.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
If you say yes.
Well, we've reviewed your application.
No, no. Give me a G.
No, wait. Right, you didn't actually fill out an application.
I didn't think I had to.
You know what? That's fine. Because your algebra grade certainly... No? Wait, you didn't actually take...
Well, no one told me I was supposed to...
Oh, whatever. You really want to go to college, and we really want to have you.
Joey! Joey! Joey!
Joey, out of bed.
Hey, wake up. You can't dream your way into college. There are actual steps you need to take. For all the steps, visit knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Remember when you saw the homeless woman in the snow and you almost volunteered to work in a soup kitchen? Or when you saw the news report about wounded soldiers and you almost visited the Veterans Hospital? Or when you almost brought dinner to your neighbor with AIDS? Remember all those times you almost helped? You meant to, but somehow you forgot. You were too busy, and it slipped your mind. Well, it's only human, this almost giving. But if you almost gave, there's a good chance everybody else almost gave, too. Which means it's quite possible there was no soup kitchen at all, that no one visited those vets, and that your neighbor never got that hot meal. Because almost giving is the same as not giving at all. Don't almost give. Give. To find out how, visit our website at don'talmostgive.org. This message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Got a furry friend? Tell Randy Grimm your animal tales online at WGNU.net.
I know, being a college freshman is supposed to be tough, but let me tell you about my schedule this semester. All 18 credits. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I have American Lit at 8:05 a.m., and then I only have 15 minutes to get to my 9:15 Ethics and Value Theory class all the way across campus, then in the afternoon, Calculus 1. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, I have two lectures that go through lunch, Sociology of Families, then Intro to Microbiology, pre-med. And finally, I have a double lab that ends around 9 p.m. Anyway, I just wanted to say thank you.
If a kid will do whatever it takes to get through college, what will you do to send her there? Please support the United Negro College Fund and call 1-800-332-UNCF. Because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. A public service brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
For the past several years, you've heard WGNU's community calendar of events going on in and around the area. Ever wonder where the information comes from? The majority of it comes from our listening audience. If your nonprofit organization would like help promoting its events and ongoing operations free of charge, send all necessary information to calendar@WGNU.net. Please send the correspondence 2 weeks prior to any events. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject submissions for reasons of time and content.
When I was young, I was convicted of a gun crime and served 10 years in a federal prison. But that was nothing compared to the 120 months my brother had to walk home alone.
Hey, little man, come here. What you got on your back?
Or the 520 weeks of sleepless nights my mother faced. Over 3,000 days my sister was left afraid. That's over 80,000 hours I spend wishing I could turn back the clock. And in the end, I spend over 5 million minutes waiting to get out so I could be there for my family.
When's Daddy coming home?
All the while, my family counted the 315,360,000 seconds until they knew I was back home.
When you go to jail for a gun crime, your family serves a sentence with you. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, talk to me, sister. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, talk to me, sister.
Time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you.
who loves peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me. Below
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, talk to me, sister.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Understand, this is for all of my ancestors who were raped, were killed, and hung because of their plight for freedom and for dignity. They died for me, and they died for you. This is for them to know that, yes, we are still fired up, and we're still talking about revolution.
Dear brother, when you go home, here's what I want you to do. We must belong to some organization that is working for and in the interest of people. Go back. Join the NAACP if you want to. Join the Urban League. Join the All African People's Revolutionary Party. Join us. Join the Nation of Islam. Join PUSH. Join the Congress of Racial Equality. Join SCLC, the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. But we must become a totally organized people. And the only way we can do that is to become a part of some organization that is working for the uplift of our people. We must keep the local organizing committees that made this event possible. We must keep them together. Go back and join the local organizing committee. And then all of us as leaders must stay together and make the National African American Leadership Summit inclusive of all of us. Now, many of the people that's in this house right here are put there by the margin of the black vote. So in the next election, we want to see who in here do we want to stay? And who in here do we want to go? And we want to show them that never again will they ever disrespect the black community. We must make them afraid to do evil to us and think they can get away with it. We must be prepared to help them if they're with us, or to punish them if they're against us. And when they're against us, I'm not talking about color. I'm talking about an agenda that's in the best interest of the black, the poor, and the vulnerable in this society.
Good morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and your weather. Northbound 55 between Park and Poplar Street Bridge. Look for an accident on the ramp to the Poplar Street Bridge. An overturned tractor trailer is causing stopped traffic, so look for delays. McDonald Boulevard at Lindbergh. Look for a burst water main. Westbound 270 between Old Halls Ferry and Graham Hanley. Look for traffic to be building this hour. Eastbound 70 between Highway K and 79. Look for slowdowns there. Northbound 270 between 44 and Doherty Ferry. Look for some delays. And then again from northbound 270 around the 70 interchange. Look for some slowdowns there. Eastbound 70 from east of Earth City Expressway through St. Charles Rock Road. Look for some slowdowns. Westbound 5570 westbound 5570 into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for delays around 3rd Street all the way in. Westbound 64 from Powell Avenue in the 5570 split. You've got slowdowns going on there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois side all the way into the landing. Look for no slowdowns to report at this hour. Northbound 55 from 3200 South Broadway into 44. Look for some slowdowns around the 44 exchange. And northbound 55 from Butler Hill into the 255 exchange. Look for some delays as well. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Friday. For today, look forward to mostly cloudy skies, a good chance for showers and thunderstorms throughout the day, highs in the upper 80s. This evening, showers and thunderstorms likely, lows in the lower 70s. Thursday, occasional showers and thunderstorms throughout the day with a high in the lower 80s. Thursday evening, mostly cloudy, another chance for showers. And Friday, mostly cloudy in the morning, becoming partly sunny throughout the day with a high in the mid-80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 72 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 73 and mostly cloudy skies. Stay tuned for more Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. Up next, it's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
Who was that masked man? That was the Sloan Ranger, Lloyd Sloan, on WGNU.net.
I'm Phil Person of Person Roofing. We've been in business about 17 years, and we've advertised on WGNU almost that whole time. We have installed over 5,000 roofs in that period of time, and today I have a customer here. His name is Mr. Merriweather. Mr. Merriweather, I think we installed a roof on your house about 10 or 12 years ago.
Yes, you did.
Recently, you had a little storm damage on that roof, didn't you?
I sure did.
Can you tell what happened?
Yeah, Mr. Person come out and repaired my roof and didn't charge me anything.
And you haven't had any problems since we did a repair?
I sure haven't.
Even though your warranty was out, we still came out and took care of your roof.
Right.
We try to service our customers, and if you would like to have a new roof, call us at 361-7127. That's Person Roofing at 361-7127. All phases of roofing. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Lorraine Davis, home mortgage consultant with Wells Fargo.
And I'm Jacques Land with the 100 Black Men of Metropolitan St. Louis.
And we're the hosts of Let's Get Wealthy, investing in more ways than one.
We'll discuss home ownership as a means to build wealth, create positive personal finances, stabilize our neighborhoods, and acquire the American dream.
Tune into our show, Let's Get Wealthy, every Wednesday at 11 a.m. to get some food for thought during your lunch hour. Sponsored by the 100 Black Men of Metropolitan St. Louis, Wells Fargo Housing Foundation, and produced by the Platinum Group.
Tune in every Thursday at noon to 1 p.m. on WGNU 920 on the AM dial. You can talk to Dr. Walker and her guests weekly to discuss health and medical issues. Nurse Wanda always has information that you won't want to miss. Every show is different, and talking to Dr. Walker is always fun. Call 314-454-0400. You can also listen to Dr. Walker's Medical Hour on the Internet. Log on to WGNU.net. Click on Listen Live.
Real life, on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the morning wake-up call. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much business to tend to. Much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. Oh, yeah, you need to get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And if you want to email me, do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. Get up. Get up. Get to me. Goodness gracious. Good googly moogly. We have so much stuff to talk about. I was looking at a speech given on the floor of the United States Senate. It was a speech that was given at the end of the day. There were only a couple of senators there. It was a 45-minute speech. And it was a speech by Senator Richard Lugar. Why is that significant? Why is that meaningful? Why does that matter that Richard Lugar gave a speech, 45-minute speech on the floor of the United States Senate in the wee evening hours, you know, well, at the end of the day when most of them were gone? It's significant for a number of reasons, not the least of which is the fact that Richard Lugar is a Republican. Richard Lugar is a senior Republican. Richard Lugar is a staunch supporter of George W. Bush. And heretofore, this Indiana senator was a supporter of the war. I mean, not that day, not on Tuesday. He said, and I quote, "In my judgment, the cost and the risk of continuing down the current path outweigh the potential benefits that might be achieved. Persisting indefinitely with the surge strategy will delay policy adjustments that have a better chance of protecting our vital interest over the long term."
We need to dig this, feel this, understand this. This is a Republican that has broken ranks with George W. Bush. In January, he voted against a resolution opposing a troop buildup. However, his 45-minute speech was remarkable. He says that I do not come to this conclusion lightly. And then he goes on to talk about how Iraqis don't want to be Iraqis, the stress on the military instrument. I guess my question and my observation focusing on our vital interests, I guess my question and my observation is, what was the trigger point? Last year we were 2000. What didn't you know last year that you know now? What was that thing that made you come to this conclusion? What was that thing? Because we here at the wake-up call have been knowing that. We here at the wake-up call have been focusing on that. That this is wrong. Our presence there is wrong, and it can come to no good. I listen to people all the time talking about, it's hard to get out. We can't get out. It's a mess. We made it a mess. It's time for us to get out of there. It was a mess in Vietnam. We made it a mess in Vietnam. We got out of there limping. You know, I'm not really interested in, what am I really interested in? Ego and perception. The world knows that we got our clocks cleaned. Get over it and do the right thing. My name is Liz Brown. We have much to talk about. I am so excited. Of course, we have the St. Louis Public Schools Watch today at 7 o'clock. But I am so excited about the 8 o'clock interview. And it's all about that that new vaccine. That new vaccine. We're going to be talking about that cervical cancer vaccine. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400, 454-6609 is my fax. And if you want to email me, you can do that. 1-877-920-WGNU. Gonna be talking about that. if you want to email me, you can do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. We'll be talking about the death penalty and also in the 9 o'clock hour about a Supreme. I'm going to be talking to Amnesty International about a ruling that reveals the catastrophic flaws in the U.S. death penalty machine. We're going to be talking about that. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to attend to. One of the things, I don't know whether I mentioned this to you all, but I was sitting on my couch one day, and a friend of mine came over and brought me this credit card application that a friend of his had received. And I, you know what, as much, it is obscene how our good government has opened the doors for so many ways for people to get at us. Okay, there are all kinds of abuses that are being engaged in by credit card companies. They talked to one guy by the name of Wesley Wanamaker. He had a new Chase credit card, and he had it in 2001. He had a $3,000 spend a credit limit. He spent $3,200 to pay for his wedding. Because his charges weren't paid off promptly, his debt began to pile up. He racked up fees and interest charges of $7,500, including 47 over the limit fees. If they hadn't reviewed my account, I would have had to have paid another $6,100 on a $3,200 debt. That should be, you know what, you should have to just, you should have to burn, you should have to burn in the afterlife for coming up with stuff like that and inflicting that on people. $7,500 on a $3,200 debt. Now, after this, they had a hearing on this. Chase Manhattan said it would end the over-a-limit fees on accounts that exceeded their credit limit for more than 90 days. Why did Chase do that? Because they don't want the government messing in their stuff. But obviously, the government needs to mess in their stuff. But understand this. Sure, people should be able to make profit. But dig this. Pre-tax profits for the bank credit card industry, and that's not including store credit cards. You know how much pre-tax profit they had? $37 billion. We're going to talk some more about this. My name is Liz Brown. Get up. Get to me. We have much business.
Appliance needs? Sears, 3425 Union, Black-owned and Black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Keep the aspirin handy. Brett Rosen hosts Head Thumping Talk Radio online at WGNU.net.
Time Life presents the complete 10 CD Classic Soul Ballads Collection. 144 sensual ballads. Luther Vandross, Al Green, Barry White, Aretha Franklin. Just to be close to you. And now, for the first time ever, you can check out the entire 10 CD collection for 30 days for just $9.95. But wait. When you order with your credit card, you'll get free shipping and handling. That's a savings of nearly $13. So order with your credit card, and for just $9.95, you can enjoy all 10 CDs of classic soul ballads in your home. And we'll ship it to you free. If it's not the best collection you've ever heard, send it back and owe nothing more.
Call 1-800-313-6969. That's 1-800-313-6969. 1-800-313-6969.
Celebrity voice impersonator.
Now, this is Elvis Presley, and whenever I'm taking care of business in St. Louis, I'm listening to the Sloan Ranger Show on AM 920 WGNU. As the Sloan Ranger would say, thank you. Thank you very much for listening.
The Sloan Ranger Show, weekdays at 5 o'clock, only on AM 920 WGNU.
This is Mark Glass. Tune in every Friday at 5:15 for What's New at the Movies on AM 920. I sit through the bad ones so you don't have to, and give you an early heads up on the good stuff. So for advice on getting the best mileage from your entertainment budget, join me, Mark Glass, for What's New at the Movies, Friday afternoons at 5:15 on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues and the movies that matter most to you.
The people, the issues affecting your life, right here, right now, on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Rise up, oh. Rise up, oh. Everybody gotta rise up. Come follow me, rise up, oh. Rise up, oh. They see myself got to rise up. You got to rise up, oh. Rise up, oh. Everybody gotta rise up. Yeah, you gotta rise up, oh. Rise up, oh.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to talk about, much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. Ken.
Hey, good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Yes, this is Doris White's cousin. I wanted to ask if you knew she had passed.
I did not know that.
Yes.
When did she pass?
She passed last week. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Doris was wonderful.
I know. She got me into the African-American struggle in the 60s, and she has been my support network, you know, since I got out of the military, because I, you know, have had my own problems, and I just want to inform those who loved her like I did that the arrangements being made today and tomorrow at Wade on Natural Bridge.
Okay, can you let me know when the arrangements are made?
Oh, okay, like I said, I know the funeral is Thursday.
Oh, the funeral is Thursday, okay.
And the wake is today.
Okay.
I'm still confused, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, I know it's between 2 and 3 today, but I'm not handling it because I'm still going through some changes.
All right, Ken. Thank you for that.
All right. God bless you.
God bless you. 1-877-920-WGNU. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. Howard, can we give away a book here? Is that possible? No? Can we give away one? Okay. We're going to the... Let's make it quick and easy. Let's make it really, really quick and easy. This is going to be fast on your button here. I have a book entitled, what book should I give you? How about this book? It's a wonderful book. We did have the author on the show, Last Rites, Rescuing the End of Life from the Medical System. It's a wonderful book for those of us that are have our loved ones that are dealing with hospice care, and it's a book that talks about what happens to people as they die in America. It's a wonderful, wonderful book. It's called Last Rites, Rescuing the End of Life from the Medical System. We have the author on, Stephen Kerman was on the show. So here's what I'd like you to do. Be the third caller at 454-6660, 454-6660, and you can pick up this book here at the station, 454-6660, and you can pick up this book, Last Rites, Rescuing the End of Life from the Medical System. 454-6660. We have our winner. We have our winner. Thank you so much for calling. We have our winner. I told you it was going to be quick and fast. 1-877. We have our winner. We have our winner. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long distance is 1-877-920-WGNU. You want to email me, that's easy. Revolution@LizBrown.com. We have much business to talk about. So let me get back to this discussion on these horrible, horrible credit cards. Some of the things, some of the changes that need to be made. Let me give you five examples of the worst things that they do with credit cards, and those are the things that need to be changed. Immediate application of penalties for late fees or exceeding card's limit. This occurs sometimes even if the card payment is received shortly after a specific time, such as 2 p.m. on a due date. The ability to raise an account's interest rate at any time for any reason. Applying payments to balances on the account with the lowest percentage rate instead of the highest. Trailing interest. For cards with no grace period, that's the interest charge on their outstanding balance between the cutoff day of their last statement and the date their payment is posted by the issuer. For example, say your statement cutoff date is June 1st, and you've carried a balance from your last cycle. Although you mail in your payment promptly, it isn't received until June 10th. Over those 10 days that the account has continued to accrue interest even though you paid off your balance in full. So in July, you'll be charged an interest on those 10 days in June. They are just wicked. One eight seven seven. You know what, that people, credit card people say, well, you know, you have no, some of you have no fee on your cards. I'd rather have a fee on my card than all of this madness. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. We're going to have the St. Louis Public Schools Watch in just a few minutes here. And then I'm going to give away a book in my third hour, Back from the Dead, One Woman's Search for the Men Who Walked Off of Death Row. We had Joan Cheever on the show, and I'm going to give away one of her books in my fourth hour. So you don't want to miss that. 1-877-920-WGNU. I also have a book about Osama bin Laden. I'm going to give that away in the 8 o'clock hour. A book about Osama bin Laden. Interesting. 1-877-920-WGNU. We're coming to the end of the 6 o'clock hour. That's okay. We've got the 7 o'clock, the 8 o'clock, and the 9 o'clock hour waiting for you. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. St. Louis Public Schools Watch coming at you. Stay with me.
Tonight in Memphis. another thing that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how is it
better? But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man. Tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. Strong winds fueled a setback for firefighters battling a destructive wildfire in South Lake Tahoe, California. Wind gusts pushed the flames over a fire line. And ABC's Alex Stone tells us 2,000 more people were evacuated from their homes.
It was a breach that caused a lot of concern. Flames came within a few feet of a neighborhood that hadn't been in danger until last night. Hundreds of families were evacuated. Chris Child lives in the area.
This is pretty devastating for sure. Something that we've always kind of feared, around here.
The flames were so intense, too, firefighters had to jump inside their emergency fire shelters, something like a tinfoil tent used as a last resort when a firefighter can't outrun the flames. Both of the firefighters are uninjured. Alex Stone, ABC News, South Lake Tahoe, California.
Some prominent Republicans are adding their voices to the chorus of calls for a new direction in Iraq, and soon. ABC's Vic Ratner has more.
Republican leaders have been urging their colleagues to wait till September for a report from General David Petraeus. Now that's been shaken by decisions of Republicans Richard Lugar and George Voinovich not to wait, to insist on talking about troop withdrawal now.
Investigators in suburban Atlanta say the scene was heartbreaking when they entered the room where the son of pro wrestler Chris Benoit was found.
There were posters of his dad on the wall. There were toy wrestling championship belts laying on a chair over beside his bed. He had about a foot high toy wrestler on a shelf, and all I could think of was this kid adored his dad.
Griffin Judicial Circuit DA Scott Bullard says co-workers describe odd text messages from him in recent days, including several spelling out his address. Their slogan is, "The shows you love, only shorter." The Minisode Network is offering condensed versions of favorite shows for fans who just can't spare the time but don't want to miss the laughs. Half-hour shows have been cut down to an easier-to-digest size of 4 to 6 minutes. This is ABC News.
America's Heroes. I'm ABC's Fred Thompson. An Army chopper providing air cover near Mosul comes under fire. An armor-piercing shell rips through the cockpit, shatters the pilot's left arm. His gunner, Captain Brian Pipkin, immediately takes the controls and flies the pilot to the nearest medical facility. He then takes another helicopter, returns to the fight, and calls in artillery to take out the insurgent machine gun nest. Captain Brian Pipkin, an American hero. I'm Fred Thompson. While our heroes are protecting us, we have a duty to protect them. One company, LifeLock, is doing just that. They developed a service that can prevent identity theft. As a standing policy, LifeLock gives their $1 million guarantee to protect the good names of our heroes and their families for free. Tell them you're deployed and they'll have your back while you have ours. If you're not serving, LifeLock's $1 million promise can be yours for $10 a month. Either way, I urge you to contact LifeLock at 877-LifeLock or LifeLock.com.
She was a runner-up on American Idol, but Carrie Underwood was number one on an animal rights group's list of the nation's sexiest vegetarians. Underwood says she's a vegan, she's proud of it, and she highly recommends it.
People think it's like such a hard thing, but it's really not. It's just about like substitution. And I don't go preaching to people that, oh, you don't need to be eating meat, because I don't like people preaching to me. I'm not going to preach to them. Everybody else can eat whatever they feel like eating if that makes them happy.
Underwood is a repeat winner. Also making this year's sexiest vegetarian list by People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, Kevin Eubanks. But he had help winning the honor. His Tonight Show boss, Jay Leno, urged fans to vote for his band leader. All that competitive eating has left Japan's Takiro Kobayashi unhinged. An arthritic jaw has sidelined him lately, rendering him a question mark at the granddaddy of them all, the Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest on New York's Coney Island on the 4th of July. He, of course, is the defending Yellow Mustard Belt champ. I'm Karen Chase, ABC.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
And with this hour's WGNU local report, I'm Peyton Colston. U.S. Senator for Missouri Kit Bond spoke out on the Senate floor this week in opposition of the card check labor relations bill, which was subsequently blocked from moving forward in the Senate. The legislation was designed to require companies to recognize unions whenever a majority of employees sign authorization cards. Under current law, the National Labor Relations Board requires employers to hold secret ballot elections if 30% of workers sign cards calling for union representation. The Senate voted 51-48 on a procedural motion that would have allowed the Employee Free Choice Act to move forward, falling 9 short of the required 60-vote supermajority. The legislation had sparked a furious lobbying battle between organized labor and business groups. Business groups charged the legislation would allow unions to intimidate workers into signing cards, stripping the workers of the protections of a secret ballot. Bond agreed with the business groups.
A secret ballot allows people to exercise a free choice without fear of coercion from either side, either management or fellow workers who support management, or fellow workers who support a union and union organizers. Rather than enhancing and enabling secret ballots within the workplace, this bill would eliminate that choice.
Advocates of the card check proposal said the change would have prevented employers from using the pre-election process to illegally fire or harass pro-union employees and to threaten and browbeat other employees in a bid to defeat union authorization. Bond says current law does allow for exceptions to the secret ballot rule.
If an employer is willing to accept union authorization cards that have been signed from a majority of employees represented, the organized union becomes the bargaining unit for that specific group of workers.
The House voted to pass the bill earlier this year. President Bush had threatened to veto the legislation if it made it to his desk. I'm Peyton Colston, and that's WGNU News.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Northbound 55 from 44 through the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for it to be a mess. It's stopped traffic at this hour. Closed due to the accident, and it's on the ramp to the Poplar Street Bridge. There's an overturned tractor trailer. You can use 70 westbound to Memorial to get back onto the Poplar Street Bridge. Otherwise, expect a lot of delays. Northbound 55 from 3200 South Broadway into 44. Look for stop-and-go traffic as a result. Southbound 270 between Doherty Ferry and Big Bend. Look for an accident right lane that said Big Bend vehicles off the roadway, but expect stop-and-go traffic. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry into Graham Hanley. Look for slow traffic there. Eastbound 70 from K through 79. Look for delays. Northbound 270 from Gravois through 44. Look for slowdowns there as well. 3rd Street, westbound 5570 from 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for some slow traffic, especially in the left lanes. Westbound 64 from Bow Avenue into the 5570 split. Look for delays. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is moving slowly across the span already this morning. McDonald at Lindbergh, look for a burst water main. Right lane is closed this hour, and it's causing some slowdowns. Westbound Eager Road from Hanley through Big Bend, or through Brentwood, excuse me, look for road construction reduced to one lane as you're trying to get on to Highway 40. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park through 270, look for some slowdowns there as well. That is a look at your traffic. A lot of mess going on out there, so just slow down, give yourself a break, and plan a little extra time. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Friday. For today, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the upper 80s. This evening, showers and thunderstorms likely with a low in the lower 70s. For Thursday, occasional showers and thunderstorms throughout the day with a high in the lower 80s. Thursday evening, mostly cloudy, a chance for showers with a low in the mid 60s. And on Friday, mostly cloudy, high in the lower 80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 73 degrees. Lambert Field is also reporting 73 as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. What's up next? We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. Up next, Peter Downs and Liz Brown. It's St. Louis Public Schools Watch. That's on the way. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
St. Louis Schools Watch with Peter Downs, a weekly in-depth look at developments affecting the education of our children.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the St. Louis Public Schools Watch. My name is Liz Brown. I'm here with Peter Downs. Peter, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine. Good morning. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Listen, we got a little bit of a win, or we got a little bit of forcing people to recognize what we have been, a part of what we have been saying all along. I mean, at the door, explain to people.
We got a crack in the door.
A crack in the door. a crack in their door.
A crack in their door. That's right. Monday, the attorneys for the appointed panel, Sullivan's panel, filed in, I think there was a hearing in Jefferson County, where they filed to become a party to to the lawsuit that challenges their legality. So mm-hmm. they're now a defendant.
Legally speaking, they intervened in the case. They now are part of the case. They are another one of the defendants.
They're another one of the defendants, okay. Which is actually a good thing for us because mm-hmm. it raises the possibility that if we get some order from the judge that he can order them, you know, he can apply that order to them now.
Very good.
So that's a good thing. They are they filed what's called a counterclaim, which is their argument asking the judge basically to dismiss everything that we filed. Mm-hmm. But the one which I think is expected of them, but the one thing that they did that I took note of is that in their counterclaim, they admit that the elected school board continues to exist and continues to have a role in the district.
Now, why is that? Why did you take note of that?
As recently as 2 weeks ago, we had city politicians, and for many of the last 6 months.
Francis Lay in particular.
Francis Lay in particular, and for many of the last 6 months, News Media, the Post-Dispatch in particular, saying that when the appointed board takes office, that the elected board ceases to exist, that it just disappears.
And I have had people calling the show talking about, or some folks, a handful of folks calling the show and talking about, get over it. There is no more elected board. The elected board is gone. It's done. It's over. In their own words, Sullivan's panel of people, appointed people by the governor et al., they've admitted, they've confessed, in their motion to intervene, the elected board is still here.
Yep, the elected board is still here, and it's supposed to monitor them.
Okay, and we're going to talk about that when we come back.
All
huh?
Right.
Huh? Well, we're going to talk about that when we come back. Stay with us.
Have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. I'd like to introduce to you one of my customers, Joe Scoggins. Mr. Scoggins, how long ago did we work on your property?
It was approximately 8 to 9 years ago, Mr. Persons.
Okay, have you had any problems with your roof since that time?
Well, actually, about 3 weeks ago, I called you, and there was some water damage that was caused as a result of the storm last fall.
Okay.
And you were out the following day to do the repair work. And it was done in such a professional way that I would recommend you to any and everyone.
So how much did we charge you?
It was free, and it was done within a matter of 3 hours.
All right.
So I called you one day, and you were out the very next day, you and your son and his assistant, and you went up on the roof, and you accomplished the task within a matter of 3 hours.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. Our service starts when we complete your roof. Our number is 361-7127. You can call us day or night. 361-7127.
This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Good morning, Miss Liz.
Good morning. Who's this?
This is Dontrell Busby calling you from McLean School, Becky Gray Room, 209. Thank you, Miss Liz, for the gift from Africa that you gave to everyone. We are watching a movie. The movie is called Roots. In the movie, the setting is in a village called Jufurey. And Roots was voted by Alex Haley. Miss Liz, we had our Awards Day program, and I received an achievement trophy. Have a good summer. Dr. Busby from 209 for Dignity. Rise Supreme. Love you.
Love you. Thank you.
What a wonderful world.
This is the St. Louis City Schools Watch with Peter Downs, a weekly feature of the award-winning Wake-Up Call.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the St. Louis Public Schools Watch, a part of the Wake Up Call, the series on the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. I'm here with Peter Downs. And, Peter, we're talking about this motion that was filed, a motion to intervene that was filed on behalf of by Sullivan and that group, the appointed folks, that they filed to become a defendant in the lawsuit that we have filed, right?
Right.
And one of the things, as a result of the words they put in their motion, they're admitting that the St. Louis School, the elected school board, the only school board, is still in play. It's still here. I guess now the question comes down from their perspective of, okay, we confessed and we admit that the St. Louis Public School Board exists. But so in their motion, they attempted to define what your role was going to be. So talk to us about what their definition of they can no longer say that you don't exist. They can
right.
no longer say that you
right.
have no role. So now they want to be in the position of, well, let us define what their role is going to be.
Right. Because I want to say first, if there was any way for them to say that we didn't exist anymore, they would.
That's right.
Because they do that with a part of the law under which they were appointed.
Mm-hmm.
The law which sets up the transition panel establishes that they would have powers, whatever powers the school board had as of August 1998. And they cite that, then go on to say that should be ignored. that what they really mean is it has whatever powers for when it takes office. Yeah. So
even though it doesn't say that at all.
That's right. So if they thought there was any way they could say the elected school board is dead, they would.
They would have.
But they didn't. They said, yes, the elected school board is here. But all that it can do, they say, is monitor them and report our findings to the public.
Okay, so in other words, the Sullivan and crew, the appointed folks, by people that don't even live in the city of St. Louis, or one person that doesn't live in the city of St. Louis, the appointed folks don't have to come to the public at all. They, if they got to define what your role is, their role, they are saying that you all would provide cover for them because they don't really want to have to come and talk to us. So all your role would be is like you're supposed to watch them and then you're supposed to tell the public what they do. You're like a buffer between the public and them, according to their definition of what your role is.
Yeah, I hadn't really thought it through that way, mm-hmm. but I think you're right in saying because, one of the things, if they are a public board,
mm-hmm.
that's immediately under the scrutiny of the public, and instead of being kind of a group of employees,
mm-hmm.
right?
They weren't hired by the district. They were hired
right.
by somebody.
I know. But if they're a public board, none of them can talk to each other.
Mm.
Right? Because under sunshine law, and the open meetings laws, this is just three people, so anytime a majority, and that's just two is a majority of three,
mm-hmm.
anytime a majority of a board talks, anytime they email each other, have an email discussion, a telephone discussion, they meet in any way, they first have to post a notice 24 hours in advance mm-hmm. that this is going to happen and make it available to the public.
So
that means any two of them, they can't. What they've set up is a system. They've hired somebody. I forgot his name now. I understand he comes from Texas. He's mm-hmm. worked for Texas Board.
Mm-hmm.
But they hired somebody to act as a messenger boy. And so if Sullivan wants to say something to Richard Gaines or Melanie Adams, whatever
mm-hmm.
names, he tells this messenger boy, who then makes an appointment to see Gaines or Adams, and talks to them, and then goes back to Sullivan to tell him what they said.
Now, clearly that is, appears to be, that is an effort to get around the Sunshine Rule regulations. Is that legal? I mean, can you get around the Sunshine requirements by doing that, by having a messenger boy?
See, I don't know. I really don't know. I want to say, why is that any different than using a computer as a go-between, doing
right.
email, or using a telephone as a go-between,
Using your secretary, go tell this board member and go tell that board member. What's the difference of that? Because, I mean, you're still... So what we're seeing from the get-go here, Peter, is their first efforts appear to be getting around the law, getting around the law of disclosure. Because we have a right, because if there's this messenger boy going back and forth, then you and I and any other citizen out there, we don't have, from their world, we don't have a right to know what the messenger boy is telling
right.
each other about our business.
Right.
So their very first effort is an effort to get around the law and to keep us from what they're talking about.
Yes.
And that, I mean, so that's
and,
who we
you know,
are.
I think there's a problem there, but you know, I don't know whether it's legal or illegal.
But their first effort is to come up
get around the law. Try to find some way to get around the law. Yeah.
Because the fact of the matter is that if you all have stuff to talk about, and you should,
right.
I mean, if none of you all have done this before. None of you all have done this before because nothing like this has ever existed before. So there's no expertise on doing this because this has never existed before. So there should be a whole lot of meetings that you should be having, a whole lot of public meetings, because I'm certain that you have a whole lot to talk about.
Yeah.
So instead they hire a messenger boy to flit back and forth between the three of them. It seems to me that what would happen if one of the school board or one of the appointed people said, I'm not going to take any messages from the messenger boy? Would that throw the whole thing off?
I don't think so. As long as the other two got along and agreed on everything, they have their majority to do whatever they want.
So where does that leave us, Peter? Okay, we have this motion of intervention that was filed by the Sullivan and crew. Where does that leave us?
That leaves us still pretty much where we were last week. Really. I mean, we have another defendant, but we're still waiting for the judge to set a date for a hearing
mm-hmm.
on the lawsuit.
Mm-hmm. And every day that we wait is another day that there are people that are meddling in with no authority, no legal authority to do this.
Right.
Attempting to meddle in a district, do we know of anything, any decisions that they've made other than to hire lawyer friends for twice the amount of money that we pay lawyers, to hire a messenger boy to get around the law? What other things do we know that they have attempted to do?
Well, they've attempted to stop payment to the lawyer hired by the school board.
Mm-hmm.
They have, and again, that's. I understand that's problematic. Beyond the question of who actually can direct the treasurer,
mm-hmm.
who to make payments to, I understand there's a long tradition in the law with tax money
mm-hmm.
that is. There's essentially money there. Part of appropriations for things is money. For attorneys.
Mm-hmm.
It is expected with federal grants, and it is expected that you have people who may be disadvantaged want to challenge something, and part of the appropriation includes the attorneys to challenge it. And that we have a tradition apparently, so I'm told, of saying that the idea that you try and win, that any government body would try and win a court case by cutting off the money being used against it is improper.
We'll be back. Stay with us.
Good morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and your weather for the 7 o'clock hour. Northbound 55 between 44 and the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for a serious accident. Stopped traffic. All lanes are closed on the ramp to the Poplar Street Bridge. An overturned tractor trailer. You can use westbound 70 to get to Memorial. Get back onto the Poplar Street Bridge. Otherwise, if you can, avoid it. But northbound 55 from 44 into the Poplar Street Bridge, look for a lot of delays going on due to an overturned tractor trailer on the ramp to the Poplar Street Bridge. As a result, northbound 55 is stop and go from 3200 South Broadway into 44 as a result of that accident on the Poplar Street Bridge. Southbound 270 between Doherty Ferry and Big Bend, look for an accident. Right lane's blocked. That's at Big Bend. Vehicles off the roadway, but look for stop-and-go traffic. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry into Graham Hanley, look for slow traffic. Eastbound 70 from K through 79, look for delays. Northbound 270 from Grabway through Doherty Ferry, look for some slowdowns around the 44 Exchange. McDonald Boulevard at Lindbergh, there's right lane's closed due to a water main break. Eager westbound between Hanley and Brentwood, look for some slowdowns there. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park through 270. Look for slow traffic around the 270 Exchange. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is slow from the Illinois Bank into the landing. And northbound Route 3, that approach onto the Poplar Street Bridge, is slow from the top of the ramp all the way back into Monsanto Avenue. That has been a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Friday. For today, mostly cloudy, 50% chance of showers, high in the lower 80s. This evening, showers and thunderstorms likely, lows in the lower 70s. Thursday, showers and thunderstorms throughout the day with a high in the lower 70s. Thursday evening, mostly cloudy, chance of showers, lows in the mid-60s. Then on Friday, mostly cloudy in the morning, becoming partly sunny throughout the day, a high in the lower 80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 73 degrees, cloudy skies. Lambert Fields already reporting 75 in clouds. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call at St. Louis Schools Watch with Peter Downs. It's on the way. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
Summertime, and the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address. 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your t-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll free.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Visit the Veterans Memorial Museum in Branson. Over 2,000 exhibits tell the stories of men and women who defended our freedoms during the wars of the 20th century. The Veterans Memorial Museum is a national tribute to our veterans and features the world's largest war memorial bronze statue. The Veterans Memorial Museum is easy to find. Just look for the full-size World War II P-51 Mustang fighter plane on West Highway 76 in Branson, Missouri. Call 417-336-2300.
Hi, this is Phil.
And I'm Tim, and we're your hosts from The Real Deal with Phil and Tim.
Tune in every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m. for real news.
Or Phil's version of the news on the radio.
That's right. You can listen to my opinion or you can listen to his, but we all know we'll be listening to my opinion. You can also tune in for interviews with senators and other interesting people, like me.
So make sure you tune in every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 4 to 5 for The Real Deal with Phil and Tim.
Real life on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
This is, good morning, Miss Liz. This is Amir Mahoney calling you from La Queen's School, second grade, from 209. Miss Liz, I had a good time with you. Miss Liz, our class is watching Roots. Kuta Kinte knows his roots. His mother's name is Peter, and his father's name is Amaru. Kinte has dignity. Have a good summer. This is Amir Muhammad from Room 209, where dignity reigns supreme. Love you.
Love you.
This is the St. Louis City Schools Watch with Peter Downs, a weekly feature of the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Welcome back to the St. Louis Public Schools Watch. My name is Liz Brown. I'm here with Peter Downs. And Peter, let's talk about you just got back from a conference.
Yes.
Let's talk about, because what you learned at that conference, what you experienced at that conference, is a lot of what's going on, what we're learning and what we're experiencing here in St. Louis. Talk to us about what this conference was about.
The conference was sponsored by the Council of Urban Boards of Education, mm-hmm. which is part of the National School Boards Association. And it went from Thursday through Sunday. And they looked at really what they thought were major issues in urban education. And you had people there from... Well, the council itself has, I think it was 110, 120 school districts, from districts like Portsmouth, Virginia, which has about 15,000 schools students, up through New York City, which has over a million students.
I just
have to interject something here, because people here, we always hear discussion about St. Louis being a large urban district.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. It is not. It is... right on the edge between small and medium-sized urban district.
Wow.
Yeah, just in terms of this council, at least, they define a small urban district as 30,000 students or fewer.
Okay, so we're a small urban district.
And you know, this year we had about 32,000. They're projecting 28,000 next year. So
we're a small urban district.
You know, and then medium is 30 to 60,000, and large is over 60,000. And really what we're going through here was the kind of thing that was a discussion the first day of the conference. They had a long session on what they called school board governance. And the speakers were Joel Klein, who's the Commissioner of Education in New York City, which is where the schools are controlled by the mayor. They had David Tokolowski from Los Angeles, where mayoral control was just ruled illegal by the courts. It never actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
A law was passed to make it happen, and the California courts threw it out as unconstitutional. But the mayor just did get a slate of his supporters elected to the board to get a majority on that board. And then there was a Washington, D.C. You had a gentleman named Jeff Smith who resigned from the school board in Washington, D.C. when the mayor was given control of the schools in Washington, D.C. And he now heads a kind of a parent community advocacy group called D.C. Voice, which focuses on improving the schools and education. So that was and
I'm just reflecting as you're talking about this, and I go back to the question that was asked of a member of a spokesperson for DESE after the judge ruled on the issue of the injunction, and the question that was asked of the DESE member was, can you name us any place in this country where a mayoral takeover of a school board has been successful? And there was no good news. There was no place that anybody could talk about how it has been successful. So when we have a Joel Klein coming to a meeting like this, what is he talking about in terms of how their district is working?
Well, he is saying that it's working much better. He is basically saying mayoral control is the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the one of the key weaknesses of that argument that a lot of people pointed out is that the mayor in New York is term limited.
Mm-hmm.
In 2 years, he's gone, and there's a new mayor. And so our question was, well, you get a mayor who has different ideas for the schools. Joel Klein, you'll be gone. Are you going to think mayoral control is good then? Because the whole argument for mayoral control is, or the main argument Joel Klein makes, is that it has stability.
But it's no different than the stability. it's worse than the stability because, we don't have term limits on our school board members. So you can be a school board member as long as you can keep getting elected. So actually, with other offices, because I don't think that they have term limits for council people in New York.
Right.
I don't think that they had term limits for school board members. So the only place that there was a term limited position is the mayor's office, and the mayor is term limited. So it's going to have more changes with superintendents and ideas than it ever did before.
Yeah, one of the things that people pointed out is that where you have mayoral control, you have a lot of things done for the news media. So you had... one of the things to remember about New York is that New York really is not comparable to anywhere else, mm-hmm. because there were actually, the school system in New York, when it had school boards, it actually had school boards. It was divided up into 32 sub-districts.
Okay.
Each sub-district had its own school board.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then there was no overarching school board. You had 32 different school boards. And so the mayor took control, they abolished these 32 school boards. And 4 years ago, and it just is... As far as stability goes, 4 years ago they announced a plan to centralize control for everything. And so all schools had to come back central.
Nightmare.
Now they announced this plan to decentralize control of everything. That's not exactly stability.
Okay, and what were they thinking? They went from 32 separate little entities, and how much money would it cost to take 32 of any entities where involving a million little bodies and tens of millions of pieces of paper and all kinds of things, you're going to centralize it? And it's not going to be chaotic? Apparently it was, because they're going back to decentralizing
it. Right. Now, there was a question I thought very interesting. You had a very sharp school board member from Portsmouth, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Joel Klein was talking about, he said, one school, black inner city school, which went from performing very poorly, that this new principal in there, and that principal got up, so it's the best performing school in the city. And talked about how well first they reorganized it. It's a elementary school. They made it an all boys elementary school.
Okay.
So boys only. They have some gender separate schools there. The board member from Virginia asked, she says, well, how many of those children were ADHD? On Ritalin, and he said none. And she said, "Well, Portsmouth, Virginia, we have 15% of our boys are on Ritalin." So it's
Peter, with all of the babies that are on Ritalin, we can have a whole other discussion about
whether it's necessary or not. But there are a lot who are.
Okay,
yes.
How did a urban school have a population of babies that had no Ritalin. That sounds like cherry picking to me.
Yeah, and that, I think that was her point too.
You know, that's cherry picking to me. And so to say, and so that's not even comparing apples to apples, because the school, there isn't any compare. How could it have done better when it didn't exist before that, right?
Right. Right.
You know, so, you know, that, and what did that have to do with the mayor being in charge? What district couldn't have done that?
That same exact
thing. So that's not, to me, again, that's not a statement of, that's why we need a mayor in control. Anybody can cherry pick, but people that understand an urban school district knows that you can't cherry pick. You're not supposed to cherry pick. That's what public schools are about. You teach everybody that walks through the door.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, that reminds me of a lot of comments made there on charter schools, mm-hmm. for example, the distinction between charter and regular public schools. As somebody said, and the room was full of very bright, very sharp people, mm-hmm. but somebody said, you know, the problem with charter schools is that charter schools care only about their own kids,
mm-hmm.
and public schools care about all kids.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the real significant difference between charter schools and public schools.
Mm-hmm. And then you got to add to that. Charter schools care about their own kids, but they're also, if they're for profit, they care about making money too.
Yes, yes.
You know, so and so the kids that they care about, they're going to go out and make certain that they get the kids that make the most money for them.
Yes, and that one of the things that came out on last Thursday, a study came out, and we talked about there in the same session. Study came out from the federal government on the voucher program in Washington D.C.
Mm-hmm.
as Congress 5 or 6 years ago. Decided that there would be, in Bush's first term, that there would be vouchers in Washington, D.C. And they let the private schools and the religious schools, they let them keep their entrance requirements. So the private schools were able to cherry pick. The study found that there was absolutely no difference in student performance between students who went to private schools on vouchers and students who stayed in the public schools. So even though the private schools were cherry picking.
Wow.
They still did no better than public schools, which were educating everybody.
But you got to understand why those kids are let in the door anyway, because of the MONEY.
It's because of the money.
They bring it. They don't care. I mean, they don't care about those kids. They're like the little DSEG babies that were sent out to Wentzville to help build their libraries and build their buildings. It's built all of these buildings all over these school districts, all over this state with these DSEG babies. And then you saw all of these in-house detentions. We saw all of these special ed labels applied to kids. All of these other things. The only thing that mattered about those babies was the money that they were bringing to the district. We're going to be back talking to Peter Downs at St. Louis Public Schools. Watch, and I'm going to give you the address. Get your pens and pencils out. I'm going to give you your address for, if you want to, the fact that you need to donate funds to the Save Our Children's Education Fund. Stay with us.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union. Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
For the past several years, you've heard WGNU's community calendar of events going on in and around the area. Ever wonder where the information comes from? The majority of it comes from our listening audience. If your nonprofit organization would like help promoting its events and ongoing operations free of charge, send all necessary information to calendar@wgnu.net. Please send the correspondence 2 weeks prior to any events. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject submissions for reasons of time and content.
Prizes awarded on WGNU will be held for pickup at the radio station for 30 days. After 30 days, all items become the sole property of WGNU Radio to be disposed of at our discretion. In the case of event tickets, tickets will be held for 30 days or until the date of the event, whichever comes first. Prizes must be picked up at our studios, which are located at 265 Union Boulevard in St. Louis, unless otherwise specified.
This is Alan Brainerd. Join me Wednesdays at noon for Design 411 on AM 920 WGNU. No matter where you live, no matter what your lifestyle, you'll find out how to turn your ordinary home into an extraordinary home. My guests and I will give you the 411 on everything from classic design to the newest decorating trends. Join me, Alan Brainerd, for Design 411 every Wednesday at noon on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues that matter most to you and your home.
On June 15, 2007, Norman Broadcasting Company filed an application with the Federal Communications Commission seeking consent to assign the broadcast license of radio station WGNU, operating on 920 kHz at Granite City, Illinois, to Radio Property Ventures, LLC. The Charles Norman Trust is the shareholder. Esther Wright and Charles Gear are officers and directors, and Lisa Krempaski is a director of Norman Broadcasting Company. Bert Kaufman and Dirk Hallemeyer are the members of Radio Property Ventures, LLC. A complete copy of the application, any amendments, and related materials are available for public inspection Monday through Friday during regular business hours at 265 Union Boulevard, Suite 1315, St. Louis, Missouri, 63108-1262.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Good morning, Miss Liz. This is Casey Marshall calling you from Laclede School, room 209. Miss Liz, I love that African necklace. I wore it to Red Lobster. I wish I could go with you to Ghana. Miss Liz, you are the best and one of a kind. Miss Liz, this is Casey Marshall from room 209. Where dignity reigns supreme.
Hey, baby.
Have a great summer. Love you.
Love you.
This is the St. Louis City Schools Watch with Peter Downs, a weekly feature of the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call, and this is the St. Louis Public Schools Watch. Let me give you that address for the Save Our Children's Education Fund, P.O. Box 21642, St. Louis, Missouri, 63109. Save Our Children's Education, P.O. Box 21642, St. Louis, Missouri, 63109. Save Our Children's Education. That's what the checks, money order should be made out to. Save Our Children's Education, P.O. Box 21642. That's P.O. Box 21642, St. Louis, zip code 63109. Save Our Children's Education, P.O. Box 21642, St. Louis, Missouri, 63109. And Peter, I always advocate on the show that the things that we talk about, while you may feel like some of them are local, they are always bigger than a local issue. The United States Supreme Court may be making a decision that's going to impact on our schools. Tell us about that.
Yes. Well, they will be making a decision. Mm-hmm. How it impacts us is still up in the air. But back in January, the Supreme Court heard arguments on two school integration cases, one in Louisville, Kentucky, and the other in Seattle, Washington. This week is the last week of their term. They're going to issue a decision either today or tomorrow. And there was a discussion at this Urban Board of Education's meetings about that. It was actually set up assuming that we'd already have a decision, so people would be talking about the decision.
Right.
So it was more speculative, but we had two of the lawyers involved in the case on the side of the integration plans, a lawyer from the National School Boards Association and a lawyer from the NAACP Legal Defense Fund. And these cases, but the world we live in today is interesting. They said that Justice Kennedy is the swing vote in this case. They're expecting a 5-4 decision. And they said Justice Kennedy is the swing vote. And now how much swing there is, keep in mind Justice Kennedy, and then they said Justice Kennedy has consistently opposed all forms of affirmative action.
And he's the swing vote. So we know which way he's going to be swinging. You know, it's not hard to predict which way he is going to be swinging. So talk to us a little bit about what's at stake here.
Well, what's at stake really is using is making any note of race to correct racial inequities.
Mm-hmm. Talk to us about that San Francisco case.
Yeah, well, there's a question. A school board member from San Francisco talked about the situation they're in, and they said this could be the situation the Supreme Court puts the whole country in. San Francisco, they had a case about racial inequities in their district, and the school board lost. The judge found that there were racial inequities in San Francisco public schools.
That some people were getting less because of the color of their skin, some people were getting more because of the color of their skin.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And so the judge ordered them to correct these racial inequities, but said they could not use race as a factor in correcting racial inequities. Figure that one out.
You hear the silence.
So, yes, some people are getting less because of the color of their skin, but you can't give them more now because of the color of their skin. You got to find some other way.
And you and I were having this discussion off the air. I have always had a problem with, and I think that strategically it was the wrong thing to do, making this about integration, because that makes it about skin color, as opposed to making this about, you know what, this district gets less money. This district should get the same money as this other district. Whatever their characteristics are, whatever the reasons are, this district gets less money. I don't care what the motivation is, but this district over here gets less money. Let's make certain that a district, regardless, irrespective of their geographical location, they get the same amount of money. Now, we all know that it's about race. We all know that the reason why this district is getting more money than this district. And because it has become about integration, it's about skin color. So here we are. We're going to go full circle 50 years or 40 years after Brown versus Board of Education. We're going to come back to the place of, well, we don't see anybody's skin color. So we can never, because we have evolved so much since Brown versus the Board of Education, we no longer see skin color. So we're no longer going to make decisions based on skin color.
And I think we all know, we all see skin color.
Oh, yes, we do. Yes, we do.
And there's just a note there, talking to some of the school board members from Virginia, if I can slip in quickly, because I hadn't known this. And mm-hmm. I think it'd be a fascinating subject to know more about. But in 1958, so next year is the 50th anniversary of where much of Virginia closed all their public schools in order to avoid integration.
Mm.
And it's the anniversary of the Norfolk 19. They talked about it. I didn't know about them. But it came out in the discussion that, you know, Virginia, and this along the coast there, they had no public schools for 5 years because they didn't.
A lot of the districts did that. A lot of the districts throughout the South closed their schools.
They just closed their schools down.
Yeah, we're not doing it. We're just not doing it. So we're not a public school anymore.
Right. And then this is it. It made me think of, well, what, you know, if we go as some people want, all charters.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to me that the result is going to be an end to step back to where the Supreme Court wants us to go to pre-Brown versus Board of Education.
Mm-hmm.
Step back to 1940s and before.
Yes, it is. Yes, and it has been. And one of the things that Thurgood Marshall said as a regret of looking back on his life and his career was, he said that what he regrets that he did not, I guess, absorb and to really feel and understand was what the opposition was going to be to the Brown versus Board of Education. He said that he thought that naively that once we pass this law, then everything is done because there is the law and you've got to comply with the law. He said we did not fight as hard as they fought against this law. I mean, against what was out there before this law, because those in opposition to this law, 50 years later, you know, it looks like they're coming back to exactly what they wanted. And Thurgood was right. You know, that we did not anticipate how, and people aren't anticipating it right, or some people are not feeling it right now. What is at stake here with this district? You know, the fight for those that want to take on this district or want to run this district is the same energy that people were fighting against the Brown versus the Board of Education 50 years ago.
Right, and just one of the impacts on this district here, the lawyers who talked to the school board members said certainly the Supreme Court is going to outlaw any racial list for school assignments.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be just directly outlawed. And what is our inter-district transfer plan? What is the plan for sending city students to county districts?
Mm.
Well, that's a racial list.
Yes. Well, what about magnet schools, racial list?
Magnet schools, we have racial lists. We have black and non-black lists for admission to magnet schools. You know, and these are things that, the county districts just decided 5 more years of the inter-district plan.
But?
Well, will that be legal? I don't know.
These are amazing times, Peter. These are amazing times. And there was one more story that I wanted you to share with us. Oh, about mayoral takeover. Somebody talked about the four conditions that had to exist in order to have a successful mayoral takeover.
Yeah, this quotation marks from us. Quickly then, four things. You have to have widespread corruption in the district, widespread academic failure, a need to get a better bond rating, and public disengagement. The public is just, they aren't involved in the schools at all.
Okay. Those things have to happen.
You have to have all four.
All four.
All four, or mayoral control fails.
Okay. And
the success is sometimes defined as getting the better bond rating.
So it comes down, once again, all about the money.
It's all about the money.
All about the money. Peter, next Wednesday is 4th of July, so we won't be here, but we will be here the Wednesday after that.
All right.
All right.
Two weeks.
All right, Peter, thank you so much, and I'll see you 2 weeks from now.
See you then.
All right, folks, I'll be back. Stay with me.
I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, talk to me, sisters.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare to...
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. Trying to outrun a fast-moving wildfire, 2,000 more people have been evacuated from homes in South Lake Tahoe, California, where the flames jumped a fire line and headed straight for a housing division.
This is pretty, devastating for sure. Something that we've always kind of feared, around here.
It's also a major setback for firefighters who thought they were gaining the upper hand. 30-mile-an-hour winds are expected today that could fan the flames further. More than 200 homes have already been destroyed. Roid rage is emerging as a possible suspect in the deaths of pro wrestler Chris Benoit and his family. Anabolic steroids were found at their home. ABC's Dan Harris explains how they could have been a factor.
There are a couple of ways in which steroids can affect your brain chemistry. First, they elevate your testosterone levels, which some doctors say can lead to episodes of roid rage. Also, people who have been using steroids for years and then stop can experience depression or mood swings. All of this is now a focus in the Benoit murder investigation.
Elizabeth Edwards challenged conservative columnist Ann Coulter to take the high road when she phoned into a TV show where Coulter was appearing as a guest a day after Coulter said she wished Edwards' husband, presidential candidate John Edwards, had been killed in a terror attack. More from ABC's Chris Cuomo.
It started right here on GMA on Monday. Ann Coulter defending her earlier comment that many had interpreted as a homosexual slur aimed at John Edwards. Then last night, appearing on Chris Matthews' Hardball, an incensed Elizabeth Edwards called in to challenge Coulter.
I want to use the opportunity, which I don't get much because Ann and I don't hang out with the same people, to ask her politely to stop the personal attacks.
Coulter said if Mrs. Edwards were asking you to stop, the answer is no.
Thanks to bill paying online, people are writing fewer checks, and the Federal Reserve is responding by consolidating check processing operations into four regional centers. It's a move that will eliminate 1,740 jobs nationwide. That's more than half the number of Fed employees who process checks. This is ABC News.
Aflac for Small Business, how can I help you?
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm an ant.
Okay.
I got a tunneling business. You dig?
How many employees?
Well, it's a family-run business. Just me and my, My aunts.
Well, with Aflac for Small Business, you can enjoy a lot of the benefits of a big business.
Great.
Just call 1-800-99-AFLAC.
Did that.
Or go to AflacSB.com. Aflac for Small Business. Because small business needs...
Aflac!
Too.
Gotta run. Company picnic.
American Family Life Insurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
No matter where you go this summer, Goodyear gives you the freedom to get there. And now, during the Goodyear Freedom to Get There tire sale, get up to a $50 mail-in cash card with the purchase of a set of four select Goodyear tires. Or double your cash card up to $100 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card. Hurry, the Goodyear Freedom to Get There tire sale ends July 21st. For complete details and location nearest you, visit GoodyearTires.com. Certain restrictions and conditions apply. Goodyear credit card purchases subject to credit approval.
A CIA document has been released detailing the agency's 20th century once covert operations. ABC's Louise Schiavone peeks inside.
Nicknamed the Family Jewels, the 700-page report covers 1959 through 1973. Among the highlights, the attempt to kill Castro, eavesdropping, and the long detention of a KGB defector in a secret jail. When it comes to Abu Ghraib prison and the NSA surveillance programs of the present, says legal scholar Jonathan Turley,
this material is more damning of the current administration than it is the previous administration.
The report was released as a result of a Freedom of Information Act request. Louise Schiavone, ABC News, Washington.
The music of the dead is being brought back to life again in an unexpected way. A creative classical composer in L.A. has created a symphony from Grateful Dead songs. Lee Johnson says he's surprised it took so long for high culture to embrace the world of counterculture the dead represented. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
This WGNU News report sponsored by the Church of the First Born from Above Ministry Training Center. I'm Peyton Colston. In the news, Christopher Vaughn is not going back to Illinois anytime soon. While Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich and Missouri Governor Matt Blunt have both signed off on a request to extradite Vaughn back to Illinois, a St. Charles County judge has set a hearing for July 25th. The 34-year-old former St. Charles County resident remains in jail without bond. He's charged with 8 counts of first-degree murder in the shooting deaths of his wife and 3 children on Interstate 55 nearly 2 weeks ago. Vaughn waived his right to an arraignment when he appeared in a St. Charles County courtroom Monday. Vaughn's attorney says his client plans to plead not guilty to the charges, but prosecutors say they're confident Vaughn will be sent back to face trial. In other news, federal officials say Missouri teens abuse prescription drugs at a higher-than-average rate. They sent a representative of the Office of National Drug Policy to St. Louis Monday to warn city leaders. While teenagers appear to be turning away from street drugs, there's been a 300% increase in the number of teens going into treatment for addiction to such prescription medicines as Vioxin, Oxycontin, and Xanax. Research indicates more than 10% of teens got prescription drugs by taking them from friends or family without asking. That's a WGNU News update. Walk into Holdus, heal your hurts at the Shattering Your Strongholds Workshop Gala opening 6 p.m. Monday, July 9th at Knowing Cafe and Books in Jamestown Mall. Call 314-922-1274 to learn more about all their teaching workshops. I'm Peyton Colston for AM 920.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU, I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and weather. A lot of problems on the Poplar Street Bridge this morning. Northbound 55 from 44 into the Poplar Street Bridge, a serious accident. All lanes are closed on the ramp to the Poplar Street Bridge. An overturned tractor trailer is causing that problem. Use 70 westbound to Memorial to get back onto the Poplar Street Bridge if you're planning on getting into that, onto the bridge. Westbound 40 between Clayton and Lindbergh. Look for an accident. Left lane's blocked just west of Lindbergh. Look for stop-and-go traffic. Northbound 55 is a result of the accident on the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for from 3200 South Broadway into 44. Look for stop-and-go traffic. Expect a lot of delays this morning. Southbound 270 from Doherty Ferry into Big Bend. Look for an accident right lane. That's at Big Bend. There's a traffic. The vehicle is off the roadway, but you can expect some delays. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry into Graham Hanley. Look for slow traffic there. Eastbound 70 from K through 79. Look for slow traffic. Northbound 270 at Gravois and Doherty Ferry. Look for some slowdowns there as well. westbound 5570 from 64 into the Poplar Street Bridge. You've got slow traffic there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank into the landing. Look for delays. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park through 270. Look for slowdowns. And Eager Road westbound from Hanley through Brentwood. Look for road construction reduced to one lane, and that's causing some slowdowns trying to get onto the 40 exchange. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Friday. For today, look forward to mostly cloudy skies, chance of showers and thunderstorms, high in the upper 80s. This evening, showers and thunderstorms likely, lows around the lower 70s. Thursday, occasional showers and thunderstorms throughout the day with a high in the lower 80s. Thursday evening, mostly cloudy, chance of showers with a low in the mid-60s. And on Friday, mostly cloudy in the morning, becoming partly sunny throughout the day with a high in the lower 80s. Currently, we have 74 degrees and cloudy skies at Lambert Field. WGNU, we have 74 degrees here as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. What's up next? We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
Welcome back, welcome back. Welcome back to the wake-up call. My name, Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long distance is 1-877-920-WGNU. Any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways you need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. And if you want to email me, do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. Get up, get up. Oh, my goodness, get to me. We have so much business to tend to. I want to give out this address one more time to those of you that want to help, who know that we need to help our children. Save our children's education. Here's the address. This will go for the legal fund to fight off this, Sullivan's 3 group that is attempting to, this is a legal group that's attempting to run the St. Louis Public Schools over our elected school board members. The address is Save Our Children's Education. Save Our Children's Education. P.O. Box 21642. P.O. Box 21642. St. Louis 63109. Save Our Children's Education. P.O. Box 21642, St. Louis, Missouri, 63109. Save Our Children's Education. P.O. Box 21642, St. Louis, Missouri, 63109. Save Our Children's Education. And there can be no greater cause. I know all of you out there have $5, have $10, have $20, have $50, have $100, have $1,000 to donate to this law fund, to pay the legal expenses, to save our children's education. I know you do. And if you've never donated to anything, this is the thing that you need to pick up your checkbook and write out a check of $5, of $10, of $25. How about this? For everything that you were not able to participate in, for everything that you said, yay, we're fighting, but you couldn't be there because you had to work or because of whatever, but you supported us spiritually. Well, why don't you give us $5, $10, $15, $20, $25, $50, $100, $1,000 to make it clear that you can be here in this fight? Save Our Children's Education, P.O. Box 21642, P.O. Box 21642, St. Louis 63109. We've got to do this. This is our job. Save Our Children's Education, P.O. Box 21642, St. Louis 63109. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me. I'll be back.
Have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
The This is Decent Guy Don, the original conspiracy hunter. You know, the guy that keeps you up to date on all the good guys and the bad guys out of the Council of Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Illuminati crowd, and assorted other characters who are squeezing the life out of our great American country. Tune in every evening to hear the thunderous crash as I pull the linchpin from the foundations of the House of the New World Order as it crashes down. At 7 p.m. Monday through Friday with the Conspiracy Hunter right here at WGNU 920 a.m.
USA Today says Yakov Smirnoff really is funny.
And then she said, on a date, why don't you bring some California wine, Philadelphia cream cheese, and New York cheesecake? By the time I got back from those places, she was already married.
The Wall Street Journal says Yakov is a laugh riot.
Come see me in Branson. You love your Yakov. Call 800-33-NO-KGB.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 till 4 on AM 920. WGNU discusses the issues that matter most to you every day. And if you have a relationship problem with a friend, coworker, or family member, it really matters to me. So call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA. Tune in every Monday through Friday afternoon from 2 until 4 and take on the day with me, Dr. Laura, on AM 920 WGNU.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
It's the first and there'll be hell today. I'm late for work again. Leave on if I'm there. They'll all imply that I might not last today. And then you call me and it's not so bad. It's not so bad.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the wake-up call. Say my name is Liz Brown. You need to get up, you need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number, 454-6609 is the fax. If you want to email me, do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. Get up, get up, get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get to me. Good news coming out of Africa. I wanted to share with you this story, this breaking story out of Africa. Wanted to talk to you about this breaking story out of Africa. Want to talk to you about this. Remember we did a show a few weeks back about our good government's plan to set up a AFRICOM. That's AFRCOM, as in Mary, AFRICOM. They wanted to go to West Africa and set up they wanted to help Africans with AIDS. I guess that's just the way that this good government does it. You help Africa with AIDS on the issue of AIDS by bringing guns and bullets. That'll work. We're there. It's humanitarian is what our good government is saying. Well, I'm so proud of people. The Pentagon's plan to create a U.S. military command base in Africa have hit a wall of hostility from the governments in the region reluctant to associate themselves with the Bush administration's war on terror, and they are fearful of American intervention. No, they're not fearful. They're clear on what they know what will happen. This good government, George Bush, sent a delegation headed by Ryan Henry. And who is Ryan Henry? Ryan Henry is the principal deputy undersecretary of defense for policy. He went to Africa. Okay, we're coming. We want to be there. He returned to Washington last week with little to show. Now, he talked to people from Algeria. He talked to people from Morocco. He talked to people from Libya, from Egypt, from Dubai. And he talked to the African Union. And remember, our good government's plan on AFRICOM was that it's supposed to be operational by September of next year. He didn't come back with a clarity on that. The Libyan and Algerian government reportedly told Mr. Henry that they would play no part in hosting AFRICOM. Go on with your bad self. They said, no, we want no part of it. Despite their recently improved relations with the United States, both said that they would urge, not only would they have no part of it, but they also urged their brothers and sisters not to do so either. Even Morocco, which America, this government considers its closest African ally, said, I don't want a permanent military presence on my soil, no. The diplomat that went down there to try to negotiate that said, you know, well, I guess we do have a big image problem down there. Public opinion is really against getting into bed with the United States. They just don't trust the U.S. And then the Africans also said, well, why would we build a U.S. military base to fight terrorism? But because by building the military base, we now become a target of terrorism. The United States went down there with its big checkbook, throwing all kinds of money around, and it was not persuasive. And here's this beautiful, beautiful statement from some of the African officials. Yeah, they said, well, yeah, counterterrorism is a top security concern, but the countries that were committed to the African Union as the continent's common security structure. In other words, Africans are saying, we got the African Union. They can handle our security better than America can handle our security. Huh. And, of course, the diplomat, Ryan Henry, said, well, the United States is not seeking to supplement or supersede African leadership, but rather to enforce it. Who asked you? Then this diplomat said the creation of AFRICOM would not entail the permanent stationing of large numbers of U.S. troops in Africa, as in Asia and Europe. Its overall aim was to integrate and expand U.S. security's diplomatic, developmental, and humanitarian assistance in collaboration with regional allies, not increase intervention. Well, then, why do you need a military base? Why don't you build a hospital? Why do you need a military base? Why don't you build a school? If you're not trying to intervene militarily, then why are you building a military base? Why are you bringing bullets? You're not building hospitals. You want humanitarian? Where's the humanitarian piece to this? George W. Bush said in February, AFRICOM would advance, quote, our common goals of peace, security, development, health, education, democracy, and economic growth. With a military base? Huh. Now the diplomat, Ryan Henry, said the latest plans envisioned a, quote, distributed command that would be networked across several countries. Y'all need to understand why America wants anything in Africa, because that's where the oil is. It's another attempt at an oil grab, and you need a military base there to make it happen. I was looking at comments that were written after this article came out, and people are saying things like, good for Africa. Good for Africa. The next oil wars are going to be fought in Africa, and they're going to be fought with China. The United States already has between 737 and 1,000 little bases in all across the world. And who pays for those bases? They're paid for by the countries. Billions of dollars are paid by these quote-unquote host countries to have the presence of America on their soil. They've got here's the thing. There's the African Union. If the United States legitimately wants to help, then fund the African Union. Give money to the African Union. You don't get to build a military base on the continent of Africa. I hope they stay strong, and you should hope they stay strong, too. My name is Liz Brown. When we come back, we're going to be giving away some more books. Yes, we are. We're going to be giving away some more books. We're going to do rapid fire book giveaways. Yes, we are. When we come back after this break, we're going to do some rapid fire book giveaways here on The Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. This is The Wake Up Call. Stay with me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 28 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and your weather. Northbound 55 from 44 through the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for a whole lot of delays around northbound 55 and the Poplar Street Bridge. You've got stop traffic. It's a serious accident. All lanes are blocked on the ramp to the Poplar Street Bridge. You've got an overturned tractor trailer. Best way to get around that is use 70 westbound to Memorial and then get off and flip a U-ey back onto the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 40 from Ballast through Lindbergh, look for stop-and-go traffic. Eastbound 44 from Jefferson into 55, look for stop-and-go traffic as a result of all the delays that you're having getting onto the Poplar Street Bridge. And northbound 55 from Arsenal all the way into 44, look for some slowdowns due to the traffic trying to get onto the bridge at this hour. Westbound 40 between McKnight and Lindbergh, that accident's been cleared west of Lindbergh. Look for some slowdowns. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry into Graham Hanley. Look for delays. Eastbound 70 from Bryan into 79. Look for some slowdowns. Northbound 270 Gravoy and Doherty Ferry. Look for delays. Westbound 64 from about 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for some slowdowns. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for delays there. McDonald Boulevard at Lindbergh. The right lane's closed due to a burst water main. And you have a whole lot of tie-ups going on. Just slow down. Take it easy. Give yourself some extra time to get to work. And try to avoid the 55 Poplar Street Bridge merge if you can this morning. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Friday. For today, mostly cloudy, 50% chance of showers with a high in the upper 80s. For this evening, showers and thunderstorms likely, lows in the lower 70s. Thursday, occasional showers and thunderstorms throughout the day with a high in the lower 80s. Thursday evening, mostly cloudy, chance of showers, lows in the mid-60s. And on Friday, mostly cloudy in the morning, partly sunny throughout the day with a high in the lower 80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 76 degrees, cloudy skies. Lambert Fields reporting 77 and clouds. Stay tuned now for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
Summertime, and the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address. 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your t-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off.
it doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. I'd like to introduce to you one of my customers, Joe Scoggins. Mr. Scoggins, how long ago did we work on your property?
It was approximately 8 to 9 years ago, Mr. Persons.
Okay, have you had any problems with your roof since that time?
Well, actually, about 3 weeks ago, I called you, and there was some water damage that was caused as a result of the storm last fall.
Okay.
And you were out the following day to do the repair work. And it was done in such a professional way that I would recommend you to any and everyone.
So how much did we charge you?
It was free, and it was done within a matter of 3 hours.
All right.
So I called you one day, and you were out the very next day, you and your son and his assistant, and you went up on the roof, and you accomplished the task within a matter of 3 hours.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. Our service starts when we complete your roof. Our number is 361-7127. You can call us day or night. 361-7127.
School, church, civic, and other nonprofit organizations often have tight budgets. At WGNU, we understand that and remind you that we can help. If you know of a nonprofit group that would like WGNU to help promote events and ongoing programs free of charge, just send a fax with all the information to our public service department at area code 314-454-6609. Requests must be submitted 2 weeks in advance of any event. WGNU Radio reserves the right to edit or reject any submission because of time constraints and objectionable or commercial content.
Rasta Resolution, removing the pollution and bringing you the musical solution with Rasilos right here, WGNU Radio.
King Silos, a culture nationalist. Rasta Resolutions airs every Saturday from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. every Saturday night on WGNU Rasta Resolutions.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Bryant.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name, my name, my name. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. We have much business, much business, much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, 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 much to talk about. Okay, we're going to do some rapid fire book giveaways here. Rapid fire book giveaways. I have this one piece, one book that's really, it's really a special book. It's really a special book. Rise Up Singing, Black Women Writers on Motherhood. Should have given this way. It's this way during Mother's Day. Rise Up Singing, a Black woman's writer's talking about motherhood. This is has a foreword by Marion Wright Edelman, edited by Cecile S. Berry. And you know what? It's going to be the third caller at 454-6660, 454-6660. The third caller gets this beautiful book, Rise Up Singing, Black Women's Writers on Motherhood, 454-6660, 454-6660, Rise Up Singing, 454-6660, and you will get this beautiful book, Rise Up Singing, Black Women on Motherhood. We have our winner. We have our winner at 454-666. We have our winner. Thank you so much. It's a beautiful book. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful book to have. So we have our winner. Get off the phones. We have our winner. We're going to give away another one in just a minute. We're going to give away another book in just a minute. Going to do some rapid fire. Look, we've already have our winner. Get off the phones. Get off the phones. We have our winner already. And let me do one more real quick here, Howard. Let me do one more real quick here. This is the book that I'm going to be giving away, Twilight People, One Man's Journey to Find His Root. David House was 26 years old and living in a single-room occupancy hotel in Atlanta when his mother admitted that three little girls in an old photo he had seen years earlier were his sisters. And these girls had been left behind in South Africa when he and his mother left the country in 1966 at the height of apartheid. This revelation triggered a journey of self-discovery and sent him to the roads of Mississippi, to the shores of South Africa and back. Twilight People, One Man's Journey to Find His Roots by David House. We're going to give this away in the third caller at 454-6660, 454-6660, Twilight People, 454-6660, be the third caller. And you will have that wonderful, wonderful book, 454-6660, be the third caller at 454-6660, and you will be the recipient of that book. We have our winner. We have our winner. We have our winner at Twilight People. And next time I'm going to give away a CD from Ear to Ear, The Passage of African Music Through American Enslavement. Going to give away that CD in a little bit. So we have our winner. Get off the lines. We have our winner. Get off the lines. Going to be doing that in just a little bit. So stay with me as I transition through these books. Now, you know that you need to come down to the station and pick these books up, because if they're not picked up at the end of this week, I'm moving on. I'm giving them away again, because the station is open 24 hours a day. You can come down here sometime this week and pick up your book, because there are too many people out here that want these books. So just know that. When you get them, you got to come get them. When you win them, you got to come get them. And we have a ton more books here to give away, so stay with me as we transition through that. Say that again, Howard.
Go ahead and give another.
Go ahead and give another. Excellent. Okay. Yeah. How about this wonderful book? You want some research books here? Economic Apartheid in America. Economic Apartheid in America. The gap between the rich and the poor in America as it widens into a chasm. This book should be required reading for every American who cares about economic justice and democracy. The third caller at 454-6660, 454-6660 will get this book, Economic Apartheid. It's a primer on economic inequality and economic insecurity in America. At 454-6660, we have our winner. We have our winner. We have our winner. And as soon as Howard gets finished taking care of that information, we're going to give away this CD, From Ear to Ear, The Passage of African Music Through American Slavery. We have African music, we have Caribbean music, we have American music, and we did a show on this, and I wanted to give that away. So as soon as Howard, y'all need to get off the phones, y'all need to get off the phones, y'all need to get off the phones, so that we can get to our next giveaway here, because we have a whole lot of stuff here. This is going to be my giveaway hour, apparently. Can we do it again, Howard? Are we ready to roll again? All right, let's roll again to the third caller from Ear to Ear. It's an enhanced CD, African music, American, African, and Caribbean, From the Passage of African Music Through American Enslavement. Third caller to 454-6660, 454-6660. They will get From Ear to Ear, From Ear to Ear. That's a fabulous CD. It's a fun CD, and you need it as part of your catalog. We got our winner? We have our winner? 454-6666. So we have our winner. We have our winner for a fabulous CD from Ear to Ear, African Music. Yes, indeed. We have all kinds of wonderful, wonderful books to give away. For those of you that want to, this is kind of a how-to book. Practical advices I'm going to be giving away as soon as Howard has a chance to get all the information. Get off the phones. We have our winner. We have our winner. I'm going to give away two books at one time here. Two books at one time. These are how-to books. How-to books. They're called Staying Sane books. Staying Sane books. Staying sane when your family comes to visit. You know, Grandpa hogs the bathroom. Cousin needs a place to crash. Staying sane when family comes to visit. And staying sane when you're dieting. True stories and practical advice on how to endure holiday gatherings, reunions, unexpected, unannounced drop-ins. How about true stories and practical advice for how to outsmart temptation, curb consumption, and avoid middle-of-the-night meals. Staying sane when you're dieting and staying sane when your family comes to visit. These two books, third caller at 454-6660. Third caller, you're going to get two books. Third caller at 454-6660. That's 454-6660. And I believe we have our winner. Yes, we do. We have our winner. Congratulations. And as soon as Howard gets done with that, we're going to do one more. I'm going to do one more before we get to the break, because as soon as Howard gets that information, we have our winner. There's an amazing group of books here that I just want to, I love books. Honest to goodness, when I was little and we'd travel across the country, I'd get to my aunt's house at one of our stops, and my mother would always call ahead and say, have a box full of books for Liz. I love books, and I know that many of you out there do as well. One more, Howard. Can we do one more? How about this one? For those of you that like history, and those of you that are World War II history buffs, this is a New York Times bestseller, and it includes a reader's guide inside of it. This is entitled The Longest Winter. It's the Battle of the Bulge and the epic story of World War II's most decorated platoon. It's written by Alex Kershaw, and it's a New York Times bestseller on The Longest Winter, The Battle of the Bulge and the epic story of World War II's most decorated platoon. That's the book I'm giving away right now to the third caller at 454-6660, 454-6660. It's a great piece for those of you that like history, this is the book to pick up. 454-6660, the third caller at 454-6660. You will have this wonderful piece of history book, especially if you're a World War II history buff. 454-6660, we have our winner. I will be taking a break, and I will be back after that break. Stay with me. For all your appliance needs, Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Looking for time made just for you? Wanting to hear from some young people who are cool and well-informed? Have some questions adults just can't seem to answer? There is a place for you on WGNU Radio. Tune in Sunday nights at 5:30. You'll hear teens talk about stuff teens understand. Find out about the latest in music, sports, and other issues that matter. Finally, a talk show for teens, about teens, by teens on 9:20 a.m. 5:30 Sunday night. Sponsored by the St. Charles Lwanga Center.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at Connect Care want you to know that sometimes change can be good. Connect Care, still connected to the community. Connect Care is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of Connect Care's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At Connect Care, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At Connect Care, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you. And take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and make you want me.
Now that I escape sleep, walk away.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake-Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long distance is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. And I guess I need to say to folks about these giveaways, if you have won gifts in the last 30 days here on the station, you are not eligible to call in and win. We have some people that have called in that have already won gifts this month already. So please, please, please let other folks win and let other people have access to winning some of these books and some of these giveaways here. So if you've already won, do not call in again. Please do not call in again. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get to me. We've talked about on this show all kinds of issues as it pertains to the continent of Africa, that there's a report that has come out. More than 1 million children in West Africa would not go to bed hungry if Washington stopped providing subsidies to American cotton growers.
My favorite story.
Yeah, we're going to do this story right now. We're going to do Howard's story in just a few minutes. But here's the thing. We have a government that says that it wants to, that its interest is about helping, right? You subsidize farmers in America and African children go hungry. And That's what we do. Now we're going to get to Howard's story. Let's get to Howard's story before we get to the end of the show today, end of this hour anyway. You know, there are a whole lot of
ways. What goes around comes around.
Yeah, well, there are a whole lot of ways to do stuff. We're talking about the political discord, okay, the political discussions that go on in this country. Political discussions. Check this out. Elizabeth Edwards. Who is she? She is the wife of John Edwards, who's running to be the president of the United States. What did Elizabeth Edwards do? She called in to Ann Coulter. She pleaded with her to, quote, stop the personal attacks. What did Ann Coulter do? She said she wished that John Edwards had been killed by terrorists. Damn. She said, I wish he had been killed by terrorists. Jesus. The things that she has said over the years, not just about John, but about other candidates, lowers the political dialogue at precisely the time that we need to raise it. She called in to Hardball with Chris Matthews, where Coulter was a guest. She said, Elizabeth Edwards said she did not consult her husband before confronting Coulter on the air. She said that Coulter's remarks were a dialogue on hatefulness and ugliness.
Now, why is it she can keep her job?
Yeah. She said, I wish John Edwards had been killed by terrorists. Coulter responded with a laugh and said that Edwards was calling on her to stop speaking altogether. She questioned why Elizabeth Edwards was making the phone call on behalf of her husband and criticized John Edwards for stealing doctors' money during his successful career as a trial lawyer. I don't think I need to be told to stop writing by Elizabeth Edwards, thank you, Coulter said. Now, here's not only, Howard, the question here is not only why hasn't she been fired. The question is why is she invited to be on these shows at all? Why would Good Morning America have her on the show?
Well, traveling with Bush, she's no longer unbiased as a reporter either.
Yeah, well, she hadn't been a reporter ever. And Coulter appeared on Monday on Good Morning America, where she was asked about a March speech to the Conservative Political Action Conference. During that talk, she used a gay slur to refer to Edwards. If I'm going to say anything about John Edwards in the future, now remember, she's saying this on Good Morning America. I'll just wish that he had been killed in a terrorist assassination plot. WGNU. I guess there are ways to do everything. And I don't know. Wishing somebody dead, that whose only crime is having a different political philosophy than yours, is stunning. And being invited on television show after television show to do it is just stunning as well. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Sam.
Oh, good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Okay, you remember an actor called Isaiah Washington?
Yes, I do.
Who was recently released from Grey's Anatomy.
Isn't that something?
Okay, now, he went and got seek counseling.
He was released because he used a gay slur directed at a gay cast member.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm trying to get at. Now, this lady directed this to this lady's husband, apparently, because if it didn't come out of her mouth, we'd like to know who mouth it came out of.
Mm.
The thing is, okay, once he was fired from that show, I mean, and you made a comparison, why wasn't this woman fired from her job?
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't make any sense. And I want to hear from the gay community hollering towards this woman, saying what she said about this candidate. Thank you.
Thank you. 1-877-920-WGNU. I find it problematic that he was fired from his job. Because quite frankly, if someone immediately talks about the wrongfulness and admits to the wrongfulness of it and says that they're going to do something about it, then you got a question of whether or not they should lose their job. We didn't have that happening with Mike Richards. He never said that it was wrong. My name is Liz Brown. We have another good hour coming at you. You want to stay with me? Of course you do. I'll be back after the break.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember that? I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can you stand?
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. Fires and flooding are causing evacuations and dramatic rescues in the West and the Midwest. A shift in the wind pushed a wildfire over a fire line in South Lake Tahoe, California, forcing the evacuations of 2,000 more people. ABC's Miguel Marquez has the latest.
The fire exploded into new life after erratic winds caused the flames to jump a fire line. The blaze roaring back to life and threatening some 300 homes in a subdivision. Conditions changed so quickly, several firefighters were injured. Firefighters had been conducting a controlled burn, trying to prevent the main fire from spreading when the fire blew out of control.
In parts of Texas and Oklahoma, heavy rain in too short a time triggered flash flooding. Lauren Penn got trapped in her car when the floodwaters in Oklahoma City suddenly surged to bumper high levels.
Man, what are we going to do? I'm scared. I'm just in there crying the whole time. And I kept on opening my door and letting the water out. But didn't really do
anything. She and her twin sister, who were also inside the car, were saved by a firefighter in an inflatable raft. Investigators in suburban Atlanta say it was heart-wrenching to search the room where the body of pro wrestler Chris Benoit's body was found.
There were posters of his dad on the wall. There were toy wrestling championship belts laying on a chair over beside his bed. He had about a foot-high toy wrestler on a shelf. And all I could think of was this kid adored his dad.
Griffin Judicial Circuit D.A. Scott Ballard says officials suspect Benoit strangled his wife and his son before killing himself. They found anabolic steroids at the home. Interest rates are hanging in the balance as the Federal Reserve begins 2 days of meetings in Washington. Economists expect the Fed to leave them alone. A golfer was lucky to just lose a stroke instead of an arm when he tried to retrieve a golf ball from a pond and an 11-foot alligator grabbed his arm. He was taken to a hospital but wasn't seriously hurt. Course officials say they weren't kidding when they posted a beware of alligator sign on the sixth hole. This is ABC News.
Aflac for small business. How can I help you?
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm an ant.
Okay.
I got a tunneling business. You dig?
How many employees?
Well, it's a family-run business. Just me and my my aunts.
Well, with Aflac for small business, you can enjoy a lot of the benefits of a big business.
Great.
Just call 1-800-99-AFLAC.
Did that.
Or go to aflacsb.com. Aflac for small business. Because small business needs...
Aflac!
Too.
Gotta run. Company picnic.
American Family Life Insurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
No matter where you go this summer, Goodyear gives you the freedom to get there. And now, during the Goodyear Freedom to Get There tire sale, get up to a $50 mail-in cash card for the purchase of a set of four select Goodyear tires. Or double your cash card up to $100 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card. Hurry, the Goodyear Freedom to Get There tire sale ends July 21st. For complete details and location nearest you, visit GoodyearTires.com. Certain restrictions and conditions apply. Goodyear credit card purchases subject to credit approval.
Tony Blair got choked up with emotion when he left office today after 10 years as Britain's prime minister. ABC's Linda Albin says his colleagues gave him a standing ovation send-off.
The stage was set, the House of Commons packed. It was Tony Blair's last prime minister's questions, and he began with a subject which contributed to his political downfall, saying he was sorry for the dangers faced by British troops in Iraq, but remained convinced of the need for them to be there.
I know some may think that they face these dangers in vain. I don't, and I never will.
On a lighter note, with his successor Gordon Brown watching from the front benches, indicated that for once, his calendar was free.
In addition to my duties in the House, I will have no such further meetings today.
Linda Albin, ABC News, London.
Paris Hilton celebrated her first day of freedom from jail with hair extensions and a Taco Bell delivery. And if you've had it up to here with Hilton, you're not alone. Us Weekly magazine is so over her, it's boycotting her. The upcoming issue has no Paris references. Instead, it focuses on Tomcat. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
Here's another WGNU local report. I'm Peyton Colston. In the news, a 27-year-old man will avoid the death penalty for killing a 17-year-old mother. When Linda Miller tried to break up with Brian Etheridge, he stabbed her 60 times in rage, then dumped her body on a road in Jefferson County. In court Monday, Etheridge apologized to Miller's family and accepted a plea agreement that will spare his life. His sentence will instead be life without the possibility of parole. St. Louis will not be getting one of the three biofuels research centers funded by the Department of Energy. Washington University and a consortium of local research and commercial institutions was passed over. The DOE said the centers would be located in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, Madison, Wisconsin, and near Berkeley, California. The DOE will invest up to $375 million in the centers, which should accelerate research in the development of cellulosic ethanol and other biofuels. And in Granite City, a postal carrier will spend 2 years on probation and 4 weekends in jail. 35-year-old Tracy L. Eckert of Edwardsville has worked at the Granite City Post Office since 2005. She pleaded guilty in March to felony charges of stealing mail for taking Target and Walgreens gift cards and a Visa gift card out of birthday and wedding cards sent through the mail in 2006. Eckert will pay a $600 fine and pay restitution of just over $100. A customer complaint led to her arrest after she was caught on video using the stolen Visa card. That's WGNU News for this hour. I'm Peyton Colston.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic. Whole lot of mess around the Poplar Street Bridge. Northbound 55 from 44 into the Poplar Street Bridge. You've got a serious accident. All lanes are still closed onto the ramp to the Poplar Street Bridge. You've got an overturned tractor trailer. You can use 70 westbound and Memorial to get back onto the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 40 between Ballas and Lindbergh. Look for stop and go traffic. Eastbound 44 from Jefferson through 55. Look for delays due to that tie up on the bridge. Northbound 55 from Arsenal through 44. You've got slowdowns there going on as well. And that's causing some delays. Eastbound 40 from Spady through Lindbergh, look for some slowdowns. Northbound Lindbergh at 270 at Elm Grove, there's a report of an accident there. Southbound 55 at Union and Rivas Barracks, road construction has left lane closed. In fact, there are a number of ongoing road construction sites going on. Just use caution, obey the speed limits, and slow down, giving the workers a break out there if you can. Westbound 5570 into the Poplar Street Bridge, it is a slow go, but everything is moving well. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is moving well into the landing, and eastbound 70 at the King Bridge, look for that exit ramp closed. Southbound 270 at 70 and Dorset, look for slow traffic there. Northbound 270 between Clayton and Ladue, look for delays going on there as well. And that is a look at your traffic for this hour. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Friday. For today, look forward to mostly cloudy skies. Chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the upper 80s. This evening, showers and thunderstorms likely. Lows in the lower 70s. Thursday, showers and thunderstorms throughout the day with a high in the lower 80s. Thursday evening, mostly cloudy. Chance of showers with a low in the mid-60s. And Friday, mostly cloudy in the morning. Partly sunny throughout the day. Highs in the lower 80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 81 degrees, cloudy skies. Lambert Fields reporting 80 and clouds as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the top of the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, talk to me. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, talk to me.
Time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal
citizenship. And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the wake-up call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long distance is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get up, get to me. We have much business to tend to, much, much, much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. We're going to talk, we're going to talk about Troy Anthony Davis. Troy Anthony Davis. And we're going to talk about a Supreme Court ruling that permits the execution of Troy Anthony Davis. We just had the author, David Rose, of the Big Eddie's Club, coming out of Georgia. And people on death row. Out of Georgia. We need to talk about this. We need to talk about why the Supreme Court ruled in this way, and what does it say? What does it say? Amnesty International has spoken out on this, and Amnesty International has spoken out and said that it's deeply disappointed with this ruling. Let's have this discussion. Our guest this hour to facilitate that discussion is the Deputy Director of the Southern Regional Office of Amnesty International, joining us from Atlanta, Laura Moy. Laura, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm well.
The Supreme Court decision is proof positive that justice is truly blind. That's what the Executive Director of Amnesty International said. Why is that, Laura?
Well, you know, I'm not a lawyer, but if you read the facts in this particular case and you see just how strong the claims of innocence are, it's very difficult to understand how Mr. Davis's case could go through so many layers of appeals and really for the court not to be able to give him a fair hearing on the new evidence that's come forward since his initial trial. And I think that the court is much more interested in the issues of finality and the issues of self-preservation than it is in really finding out the truth about whether this man really did commit this crime that he was convicted of 15 years ago.
And self-preservation, what do you mean by that?
Well, I think that the death penalty in this country is becoming more and more shaky. We've had 124 people who have been exonerated from death rows because it turned out later that they did not commit the crime. And I think that the system is riddled with errors, with bias, and I think it's at this point, it seems that it's more interested in preserving itself than in preserving justice.
We're going to continue our conversation with the Deputy Director of the Southern Regional Office of Amnesty International, Laura Moy. She's joining us from Atlanta, and we're talking about Troy Anthony Davis and a recent Supreme Court decision that permits his execution. Stay with us. People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
Previously on this Lone Ranger program.
I will tell you the advice that a wise woman once gave to me for women looking for a good man. First, you find a dependable, hardworking man who's helpful around the house. Second, you find a loving man who will spoil you and take care of you and never lie to you. And third, you find a thoughtful man who can make you laugh. And most important of all, you make sure these three men never meet each other.
Oh, that's great.
The Sloan Ranger Show, weekdays at 5 o'clock, only on AM 920 WGNU.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. I'd like to introduce to you one of my customers, Joe Scoggins. Mr. Scoggins, how long ago did we work on your property?
It was approximately 8 to 9 years ago, Mr. Persons.
Okay, have you had any problems with your roof since that time?
Well, actually, about 3 weeks ago, I called you, and there was some water damage that was caused as a result of the storm last fall.
Okay.
And you were out the following day to do the repair work. And it was done in such a professional way that I would recommend you to any and everyone.
So how much did we charge you?
It was free, and it was done within a matter of 3 hours.
All right.
So I called you one day, and you were out the very next day, you and your son and his assistant, and you went up on the roof, and you accomplished the task within a matter of 3 hours.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. Our service starts when we complete your roof. Our number is 361-7127. You can call us day or night. 361-7127.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
My white cotton feels so good. Search high and low for a place where I can lay my burdens down. Ain't nothing in the whole wide world like the peace that I have found. The little things and the joy they bring.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. I'm having a conversation this hour with Laura Moy, Deputy Director of the Southern Regional Office of Amnesty International. She's joining us from Atlanta, and we're talking about a recent Supreme Court decision that allows the death penalty to go forward, the execution to go forward, of Troy Anthony Davis in Georgia. Laura, tell us about the basic facts in this case.
Sure. Well, 15 years ago, Troy Davis was sent to death row for the shooting of a white police officer in Savannah, Georgia.
And Troy Anthony Davis is a man of African descent.
That's right. He's African American. The case that was put together was not based on any physical evidence. They strung together a very shaky set of witnesses that even at the time had made some contradictions.
And before we go any further, because we have some time here, so I just want the audience to be clear.
Mm-hmm.
There were no fingerprints.
Nothing.
There was no
murder weapon.
There's no murder weapon. There's no DNA.
There's nothing to test for DNA.
There's no gunpowder test that was done.
Ballistics, nothing.
No physical evidence at all that he had anything. How about eyewitnesses?
Okay. Well, the prosecution lined up a series of witnesses. And since the trial went down, all of these witnesses but two have either recanted or changed or contradicted themselves. Most of these people who recanted said, you know, I was in a very vulnerable position, and the police coerced me.
Well, let's run through some of these witnesses. Darryl Collins.
Yes.
What did he say?
Okay, so Darryl Collins basically was a young man. He was 16 years old. The police came to his house in full force, and he says, and I'll quote him from his affidavit, they were telling me that I was an accessory to murder and that I would go to jail for a long time, and I would be lucky if I ever got out, especially because a police officer got killed. I was 16 years old and was so scared of going to jail.
So he was one of their witnesses.
Yeah, you have a pregnant woman who was out on parole. She already had four children. She was afraid that the police might put her back in prison if she didn't speak in the direction that they wanted her to go. One man said, you know, there's no doubt in my mind that the person who shot the police officer, Mr. McPhail, shot with his left hand. and Troy is right-handed, and the person who has been implicated by nine folks as the actual murderer is left-handed.
And didn't one witness sign a statement that was written by the police, and they signed their name to it?
Exactly. So there was one man who was basically pressured into signing a statement, and he's illiterate. He said, I didn't read the statement because I can't read. He just signed his name to it. I think people felt an intense amount of pressure. You know, you're in a southern town, a white police officer has been murdered, and you have all these African-American people who were near the scene of the crime, some of them, you know, young, some of them in situations where, you know, they were just very afraid of getting in trouble with law enforcement. Even the homeless man who was at the scene of the crime, who was pistol-whipped at the time, was...
Pistol-whipped by who?
Well, it's believed that it's probably a man named Sylvester Coles, but Troy Davis was convicted of assault of this homeless man. But he says he has no idea who hit him. He admits to have been abusing alcohol and drugs, and he said, I couldn't tell you today, I couldn't tell you then who hit me. But the police took him in for questioning, and they harassed him until he signed a statement saying that Troy Davis was the one who hit him.
And so often in the cases of that where people end up on death row or convicted of crimes with a serious times, a serious amount of time to them, in a state like Georgia, so often it comes down to the type of representation that you receive.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the lawyer representing Troy?
Well, the family had secured a private attorney, but I don't think that this person was a top-notch lawyer, because he was not very good at really sort of revealing all the holes in the case that the prosecution had put forward.
And most importantly, because I am a lawyer, and I know that if you don't win at the trial level, how successful you are on the appellate level is based on how well you preserve the evidence on the trial level.
It is so difficult to appeal a death penalty case, and a lot of people are under the impression that these cases go on forever, that these folks get so many opportunities. But, you know, as these witnesses started to come out and say, you know, I didn't see the crime happen, I just was pressured into making a statement. You know, once that trial has happened and the new evidence comes out, it becomes very difficult to appeal it, because you're not really supposed to appeal based on new evidence. You're supposed to appeal based on technical errors made at the initial trial.
That were preserved.
Exactly. So it's a very difficult case to appeal given the process, and over the years the process has been made more tight because the Supreme Court and the you know, the system is trying to move things along faster. It's trying to have more finality, you know, in really putting the issue of innocence on the line in a very, very tragic way.
Because the system has it both ways. It has this worldview out there. Most people have a belief in the system that if you're innocent, then always your evidence of your innocence is going to be relevant. And then the system, the way that it operates, is that I don't care if you have evidence of innocence, that's not what I'm going to consider.
Well, it's things like, well, you didn't present this piece of information at the right time, therefore you're technically barred from being able to argue on that point. There's so many sort of technical points that are made that an average person without any legal training probably just could not fathom.
And anybody without any legal training, how could it, if I bring you evidence of my innocence at 6 o'clock and you say, well, because you didn't bring it at 4 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to consider it. Wait a minute, the whole issue is whether or not I'm innocent, right?
That's right. But when you have 7 out of 9 of the prosecutor's witnesses changing their story, or contradicting themselves, and you only have 2 people left, and the 2 people left, it's very, very dubious. You have one person who said, I could only remember the color of the shooter's clothes, and the second person who has not changed his story has been implicated in sworn affidavits by 9 people as the actual murderer.
So wait a minute. One of the witnesses, one of the pieces of evidence for against Troy Anthony Davis is the guy that 9 other people said he's the one that really did it.
That's right.
So those are the 2 left. one person that said, I don't know the face, I just know the clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And the
other, color of the clothes.
Oh, the color of the clothes, not even the clothes.
A white T-shirt, a white hat, and black pants. I mean, how hard is that? You know, how many people wear white T-shirts, you know?
How soon after this murder, because the murder happened on August 18th, 1989,
mm-hmm.
and Troy Anthony Davis was convicted and sentenced to death in 1991. How soon after this murder was Troy Anthony Davis picked up, and what were the circumstances that caused him to be picked up?
Well, from what I understand, it was a real media circus down in Savannah, because any time a police officer is murdered, the stakes are very, very high. And, of course, nobody wants anybody to be murdered, and certainly nobody wants a police officer who are, you know, supposed to be out there protecting the public to be murdered. But I think that the racial tension also was very high here as well. And so really what happened is the police had nothing to go on except that this man, Sylvester Coles, who's been implicated by nine folks as the actual murderer, went to the police that night and said, I was there and I saw Troy Davis commit the crime.
Wow.
So he did this right away to be able to cover his own tracks. And really, that's all the police had to run with. And you see in so many cases of innocence where the police are so fixated on one suspect that they don't really have a scientific process of weighing all possible, people who had actually could have committed the crime.
And let's be real, too. They want cases closed. They want cases off.
You don't want a police officer's death to go, without any kind of justice. You want somebody to pay for that crime. And I think that Troy was the low-hanging fruit because Sylvester Coles had come to them, and that's all they had to work with. So they built a case around this idea that Troy did it. And it's very wacky, and I encourage all your listeners to really read more about it and to think about the death penalty, whether you're for it, against it. You should really think about this issue of innocence and whether we have a system that cares about justice.
And where can people find out more about this case?
Well, I hope they will go to, there are a couple things on the web, but they can go to GF as in Frank, ADP, GFADP is Georgians for Alternatives to Death Penalty.org. And I hope that they will get a letter and sign that letter and send it to our parole board, because right now the hope we have is to pressure the parole board for clemency. That's our last hope, and we are working hard collecting letters from all over the place. We've got to win this case. We cannot let an innocent man go to the gurney without having a proper hearing of this evidence.
Laura Moy, Deputy Director of the Southern Regional Office of Amnesty International, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
You are very welcome. It's been a pleasure.
Take care.
Thank you.
Listen, folks, Liz Brown, Wake Up Call. I'll be back after this. Stay with me. Not if you don't get your family reunion T-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion T-shirts and softball team T-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous T-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address. 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your T-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
Kirby Van Hirsch, you won't believe your eyes. At this thrill-a-minute production, packed full of astonishing disappearing acts, huge illusions, and exotic animals. See a royal white tiger, a unicorn, a helicopter appearing in 4 seconds flat, assistance cut in half, one-of-a-kind surprises, and more. Plus, take a magical mystery tour backstage with Kirby and his big cats. Kirby Van Birch. Millions have been amazed. Now it's your turn. Kirby Van Birch Theater, Highway 248, Branson, Missouri, 417-337-7140.
Time Life presents the complete 10 CD Classic Soul Ballads Collection.
Love me.
144 sensual ballads. Luther Vandross, Al Green, Barry White, Aretha Franklin.
Just to be close to you.
And now, for the first time ever, you can check out the entire 10 CD collection for 30 days for just $9.95. But wait, when you order with your credit card, you'll get free shipping and handling. That's a savings of nearly $13. So order with your credit card, and for just $9.95, you can enjoy all 10 CDs of classic soul ballads in your home. And we'll ship it to you free. If it's not the best collection you've ever heard, send it back and owe nothing more.
Call 1-800-313-6969. That's 1-800-313-6969. 1-800-313-6969.
The struggle for fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Ross.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My email address is revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number, and don't forget you can fax me at 454-6609. That's 454-6609. Can we give away a couple of books, Howard? Is that possible in just a couple of minutes here? Can we do that at 454-6660? We're going to do that in just a few minutes. We have some other bookkeeping things that we need to get to. One of the things that I want to talk about, and I'm going to be talking about in greater detail next week, next Friday, I believe, about 700 pages of declassified CIA documents. I'm going to be doing a show on that next Friday. Illegal activities during the first decades of the Cold War. We're going to be talking about that next Friday. But I want to give away a couple of books here. I'm doing a smorgasbord just to show you how eclectic my interest is. This is a book about chronicling the job of the team and the law that helped whistleblowers recover America's stolen billions. And about the False Claim Act, it's one of America's most important and least known public interest laws. The book that I'm getting ready to give away, Giant Killer, tells the dramatic and inspiring behind-the-scenes story of how a crusading public interest attorney revitalized this law that people had gutted and left for dead in response to the fraud by corporate Goliaths like Smith Barney and General Electric. This is a book that follows that story, so I want to give this book to you. Be the third caller at 454-6660, 454-6660, and get a copy of Giant Killers by Henry Schmemmel. It's a good book. It's a great read. It reads like a novel. So give us a call here at 454-6660 and be the third caller at 454-6660 and get a copy of A Giant Killer, the team and the law that helped whistleblowers recover America's stolen billions. That's what we're talking about, Giant Killers. Do we have our winner here? I think we do. We have our winner here. Giant Killers, the team. All right. We're going to give that book away. We're going to give that book away. And there's another book that I want to give away in just a few minutes, as soon as Howard gets done with that. The book that I'm going to be giving away next is The Fight for Jerusalem. Is Jerusalem the center of faith or an apocalyptic trigger? This author talks about why it's a book on the other side of the issue. It's a book on the other side of the issue. The fight for Jerusalem, the future of the holy city. You got to read all the books, folks, on all sides of the issue. This is a book that is really on the other side of the issue. The number to call and be the third caller. I'm sorry?
What is the title?
The Fight for Jerusalem. The Fight for Jerusalem. The number to call is 454-6660. Be the third caller at 454-6660. Get a copy of The Fight for Jerusalem at 454-6660. It's an interesting read completely on the other side of the issue, 454-6660. It's always good to have information in your mental Rolodex on what people are going to say on the issue. So the number again is 454-6660. Do we have our winner here, Howard? I believe we do. We have our winner. Congratulations. Congratulations. We'll be doing more of this later on, 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get to me. I want to talk a little bit about I want to talk about. Okay, let's see if you are as tough as you say you are. Dick Cheney thumbs his nose at us so much it's almost like his thumb is stuck up his nose. Okay, he spends half his day, three quarters of his day, thumbing his nose at us. And when he's not thumbing his nose at us, he's telling us to go F ourselves. That's a quote from the Vice President of the United States. How awful is that? But apparently there's getting ready to be a throwdown showdown. Throwdown showdown. Throwdown showdown between Dick Cheney and Rahm Emanuel, Chairman of the House Democratic Caucus. We'll see if this is a throwdown showdown. Because, you see, Dick Cheney has said that he is not bound by a presidential order on secrecy because I'm not part of the executive branch. Dick Cheney says, you know, aside from the fact that I can shoot my friend in the face and the heart and make him apologize to me, Dick Cheney also says that the Constitution makes him unique in government. One foot in the executive branch as next in line to the presidency and the other foot in the legislative branch as presiding officer of the Senate. The presidential order requires executive agencies to report data about their use of classified documents, and they must report it to the National Archives. So Dick Cheney said, you ain't getting my stuff because I'm not really in the executive office. Well, here's what Rahm Emanuel is saying. First, he released a chart showing the four branches of government, the executive, the legislative, the judicial, and then Cheney, because there's really only three branches of government. The executive, the legislative, the judicial, and then Dick Cheney. And here's what Rahm Emanuel says. If the vice president truly believes he is not part of the executive branch, he should return the salary the American taxpayers have been paying him since January 2001 and move out of the home for which they are footing the bill. Emanuel, the congressman, has proposed an amendment that would say, you know what, you said you're not part of the executive branch, therefore you don't have to follow this law. Okay, if you're not part of the executive branch, then my amendment would withhold $4 million for his office until you say that you're part of the executive office. The president, the vice president has a choice to make, says Rahm Emanuel. If he believes his legal case, if he believes that his office has no business being, all right, if he believes his legal case, his office has no business being funded as part of the executive branch. However, if he demands executive branch funding, he cannot ignore executive branch rules. Now, Rahm Emanuel is a cusser, too. He's known for foul-mouthed languages. He's a guy that someone said mailed a dead fish to a pollster. Kind of like the whole Godfather head, horse head in the bed. Well, we will see if y'all as tough as you smack that you're talking, because it does make sense. If you say that you are not part of the executive branch, then why is the executive branch paying for you? No, why are you getting paid of money out of the executive branch? Because they're saying that you're part of the executive branch. Executive branch can't pay for the legislative branch. Executive branch can't pay for the judicial branch. The executive branch monies pay for executive branch stuff. And if you're not part of the executive branch, then why on earth are we sending you $4.4 million to run your gig? Now, I understand and I appreciate the argument. I appreciate the talk. But the question is how far are you willing to go with this? Dick Cheney has already demonstrated, I will go as far as to shoot my friend in the face and in the heart. And then make my friend apologize to me for getting in the way of my buckshot. That's how far I'm willing to go. And then when I talk to the press, I'm going to say, and I did say, what are you talking about? I didn't know I'm wrong. Why you, as the kids would say, why you tripping? Why you tripping? I didn't do nothing wrong. We will see how far this goes. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. Stay with me. Appliance needs? Sears. 3425 Union. Black owned and black operated. Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union. Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At ConnectCare, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At ConnectCare, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At ConnectCare, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At ConnectCare, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At ConnectCare, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At ConnectCare, we still provide urgent care. And at ConnectCare, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at ConnectCare, but we're still connected to you. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 on AM 920 WGNU. And I look forward to hearing from you. If you have problems with a personal work or family relationship, call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA for the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU. And for the personal issues that matter most, join me, Dr. Laura, now from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Then, do the right thing.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
I know I'm praying for much too much, but could you send me the only man she loved? I know you don't do it usually, but dear Lord, she's dying to dance with my father again. Every night I fall asleep, and this is all I ever dream.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name, my name, my name. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. I have two more books I want to give away to you. Two more books I want to give away to you. Why America Should Tax Accumulated Fortunes, Wealth in Our Commonwealth. This is Bill Gates Sr. and Chuck Collins. I had them both on the show to talk about this book. Why there should be an estate tax. It's a really, really, really good book that challenges all of us that are rich and not so rich. You need to get a copy of this book. It's really, really, really good. And it's a short, easy read. Why we should have the estate tax? This is the book to read by Bill Gates Sr. and Chuck Collins. Wealth in Our Commonwealth, the third caller at 454-6660. And remember, if you've already won a book, if you've already won a prize, you can't call. Everybody else can call, though, at 454-6660. Wealth and Our Commonwealth, 454-6660. It's a great book for those of you that are interested. And, you know, for all of you that have these opinions out here about whether or not we should have an estate tax, it's a good book to have in your little library at home there. And the number is 454-6660. That's 454-6660. The next book that we're going to be giving away will be... This is a very hard book. The next book we're going to be giving away is The Macho Paradox, Why Men Hurt Women and How All Men Can Help. It's a profound book. It talks about the roots of male violence against women. It makes the point that men have to get involved in the stopping of violence against women. It's really a powerful, powerful book. It talks about nearly one-third of American women report being physically or sexually abused by a husband or boyfriend at some point in their lives. One-third of American women. About 17.7 million women in the United States, nearly 18%, have been raped or have been the victim of an attempted rape. This book talks about that 15 to 38% of women and 5 to 16% of men have experienced some form of sexual abuse as children. The average age at which a child is first abused sexually is 10 years old. As many as 324,000 women each year experience intimate partner violence during their pregnancy. This book is one national survey found that 83% of girls report being sexually harassed at school. 83%. I read the news today. Oh boy. This is a very important book. The Macho Paradox, Why Some Men Hurt Women and How All Men Can Help. Be the fourth caller at 454-6660, 454-6660, and have this important book as part of your library at 454-6660. Give it to someone that you love. Read it yourself and pass it on. 454-6660. The Macho Paradox, why some men hurt women, and how all men can help. It's a powerful, powerful book. We have our winner. We have our winner. The Macho Paradox, Why Some Men Hurt Women and How All Men Can Help. This book is just so amazing. It takes a village. One of the chapters is entitled, It Takes a Village to Rape a Woman. Ours is a culture in which sexual violence, and violence by sex are so common that they should be considered normal. Not normal in the sense of a healthy or preferred, but it's as an expression of sexual norms of culture, not violation of those norms. Rape is illegal, but the sexual ethic that underlies rape is woven into the fabric of the culture. Feminists developed the concept of a rape culture decades ago to describe how men who rape are not simply a handful of sick or deviant individuals. They are instead products of a culture that glorifies and sexualizes male power and dominance, and at the same time glorifies and sexualizes female subservience and submission. Rape must be understood not as an aberration in such a cultural environment, but simply the extreme end on a continuum of behaviors. In other words, why wouldn't there be this extraordinary amount of rape in a society that sexualizes and glorifies male power and dominance, and glorifies and sexualizes female subservience and submission? That's the world we live in, folks. Whoever the winner of this book is going to get a very, 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 very good book. The Macho Paradox. I just love giving away the gifts. Can we do one more, Howard? It's okay? Can we do one more? Real quick one. Let me do one quick one. Osama bin Laden, in his own words, huh? Didn't expect that one coming, did you? Osama bin Laden. This is a book all about Osama bin Laden. Don't worry, we won't tell the government that you're calling. And getting this book, Osama bin Laden, in his own words. You want to know the stuff? Give me a call at 454-6660. 454-6660. Be the third caller at 454-6660. Osama bin Laden, in his own words. This is a book about who he is. One of the interesting chapters talks about how intimate of a relationship Osama bin Laden has with the Saudis. I mean, it really helps you understand this government. We have our winner. Okay. I ain't going to call Dick Cheney and tell him that you called to get this book. I promise. I ain't going to call Dick Cheney and tell him that you called to get this book. Congratulations to our winner. You have a Osama bin Laden, in his own words, book. Mm. It really is really interesting. One of the things that it talks about is the fact that Osama bin Laden, because of the Saudi prince's intervention, because Osama bin Laden's dad died, so the Saudi princes intervened and put the construction company that his daddy owned into trust so that it would never lose any money, right? And Osama bin Laden began running that construction company. Well, check this out. When Osama bin Laden got involved in fighting the godless Soviet Union in Afghanistan, what he did, because he was so successful at running this company, he brought all of his large equipment, land-moving equipment to Afghanistan from his company and built roads and buildings and all kinds of things in order to fight the Russians. And, by the way, did the Soviet Union lose that? I think they did. I think they did. So I'll have another one of those Osama bin Laden books to give away tomorrow as well. But congratulations to everybody for all of the books that you have won today. We have another wonderful show coming at you tomorrow. As always, thank you so much for listening, and stay strong.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you and people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember that.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing your wound, that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, talk to me, sister.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
Struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Yeah.